school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
You right now. Can you hear me?
Go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZ. Our game of the week. A couple of technical difficulties to start, but that's expected. Here we jump into week number three. Our first week here on high school football action again. Here all on the way. Our first week here, Centralia Panthers taking on the Onega Buffaloes. In the last 2 weeks, KMZA, we've had Kansas City as well as K-State on, but now we have high school football coming your way in week three. Our matchup here tonight, our game of the week on 92.1 at KMZA, we have the Centralia Panthers of Class 1A taking on the Onega Buffaloes in Class 1A. Both teams 1-1 on the season. Centralia, they are 1-0 in the league. The Onega Buffaloes, they are 1-1, this being their last game here in the Twin Valley League. Well, again, both these teams, they won week one, but it was a flip for week number two. Both teams lost their week two games. Centralia lost to the number 7 team in Class 2 in Missouri last week. The Mid-Buchanan Dragons losing 49-13. Last season, they lost 41-6. But here's Centralia. Last season, after that loss against Mid-Buchanan, they would not lose a single game to the 1A state championship. Centralia, well, they want to do the same thing this year. Centralia, they allowed 9 carries in the loss for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns to the Dragons running back. And as well, the Panthers allowed Aiden Admire for the Dragons to have 2 receptions for 78 yards and 2 scores. Well, for the Onega Buffaloes, again, they picked up their week one game against the Dauphin West Mustangs 14-6, but lost against Valley Heights 28-8. Buffaloes now only lead the all-time series over Valley Heights 22-19. In that game, with about 7 minutes left in the second quarter, Onega, they took the lead 8-7 after a touchdown pass from Ryder Coltman to Josh Daniels. They got the 2-point conversion. Unfortunately, they would go into the half down 14-8. Josh Daniels would actually be injured right after the touchdown play, would not come back up until this game today. The Centralia Panthers currently dominate this all-time series versus Onega 29-12. The Panthers have won 22 straight games against Onega, having not lost since 1998. A big rivalry matchup between these two teams, but it's been a one-sided matchup with Onega being dominated in the last 22 straight games. More pregame coverage coming up here soon. Had a chance to talk with Luke Baxter from Onega as well as Roger Holthaus here from the Centralia Panthers. Both those interviews coming on the way here on our continued pregame on 92.1 KMZA.
Looking for the ultimate chill, gaming night, or family movie marathon? Rainbow's got you covered. Get half off internet for 3 months while enjoying the whole vibe. Whether you're scrolling under the stars, gaming with your squad, or streaming with the fam. That's 50% off blazing fast internet, only from Rainbow. Call 800-892-0163 or visit rainbowtel.net to sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank. You feel right at home,
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents
since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
When you work with diesel-powered vehicles, you work hard. You need a diesel that works just as hard as you do, like Cenex Premium Diesel. With a more complete additive package for a more complete burn, you might say it's the smartest way to fill. In other words, Cenex Premium Diesel works hard and smart at the same time. Now, typical number 2 diesel, on the other hand, let's just say it tries hard. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
From Ag Partners Co-op.
Quinton Prophet here with head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthouse. Again, start of 1-1 on the season, taking your first loss against Mid-Buchanan last week, 49-13. You look to bounce back here against a Twin Valley League opponent in the Onega Buffaloes, a team that was a one-sided domination last season. What can you tell me here about tonight's matchup against the Onega Buffaloes?
I think right now we're looking to improve from what we did last Friday night. So tonight is very important for us. We got to get better up to locking on blocks. We got to get better at tackling. We got to get better at not blowing assignments, get better at not turning the thing over. So we had a great week of practice this week, and I'm looking forward to what these kids and what they can do tonight.
I know last week you mentioned that you feel like your offense really only had one true solid drive of the game. What's it going to take here for more of those drives to lead to success here scoring for your team today?
Well, I think this is like last week, you know, I said this, like it still comes down, we got locked into blocks. I know I say that a lot, but we got locked into a block. We got to do a better job than we did last week on the combo block. And we got to be able to communicate, which we do not do a great job communicating on what we're doing sometime. And so I think we can get better there. Just don't turn the thing over tonight and see what happens.
Well, I know last year, again, your quarterback was Jacob Flinty at this time. Now you're moving to a junior star in Quinton Aldifer, who takes control of your offense, again, in that single wing. What can you tell me here about what he's going to do tonight for your team to kind of get them over this edge and get the second win of the season here for you?
Well, I think he needs to run hard, number one. Number one, he's got to be a leader. That's first and foremost. He's got to be a leader on the offensive side of the ball. I like him to run hard. I like him to throw a little bit better than what he has been throwing. So I'm looking at a couple things like that. Just have command of the offense and be a leader out there for us, which he's very, very capable of doing. So I hope that happens tonight and he plays well.
Well, talking about a few of those other guys here on the skill position set on offense, Dagan Ronnebaum, Xavier Burgess, as well as Isaac Reinemy, some guys who were able to get in the offense last week, more greater in that week one victory against Valley Heights. How can you tell me how they're going to get into the offensive production here today?
Well, I think we're going to do what we do. We're going to, you know, we're going to run. It's going to kind of go through Quinn, but, you know, those Dagan and Xavier and now Grady Becker is kind of moving back there. Isaac Reinicke, those kids really got of when they get that chance, to make the most of that chance tonight. And when they get it, run hard, have great vision and do the best they can possibly do tonight.
Well, now let's hear key on the defense for tonight's matchup against the Onega Buffaloes. Again, last week, Bronx Talley led your team in tackles with 12 against the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Quinton Aldifer, he had 8 tackles in that game. Isaac Reinicke, he had 6. What's going to take to get some success there on the defensive side of the ball, shutting down Onega?
Well, I think the bottom line is we got to line up correctly. Last week, we didn't line up at times very well. We got to kind of sell some different spots we shouldn't have been in. So we got to line up correctly, okay? And then we got to get off blocks, and we got to just, you know, we got to make tackles. We got to make sure there's 5, 6, 7 guys there on the tackle. That's when you know you got a pretty good defense to keep 5, 6 guys on the tackle. So we got to swarm to the ball, try to create turnovers on that side of the ball so we get short field and a touchdown off the defensive side of the defensive side. So I think defense will be all right. I think it'll be fine. It's fly around and see what happens.
Well, again, this is an Onega team that is led by cousin of Jackson Coulterman, who graduated last season. It's Ryder Coulterman. He had a touchdown pass last Friday. How are you going to limit the quarterback there in the pocket?
Well, we got to contain him. Number one, he gets outside the pocket. He's very dangerous. Yeah, he's got enough speed. So we got to try to keep him in the pocket, contain him a little bit. And like I said, you need to get four or five guys to the football.
Well, here also talking about Onega, they have a chip on their shoulder. I mean, it's been since 1998 that the Onega program has been able to get a win here against Centralia. What are some last big keys here for tonight's matchup on how you can continue that winning streak against the Onega Buffaloes?
I think first, we got to master intensity. I think that's number one key. If we don't master intensity, it could be a long night for us. We got to match the intensity. I think we just got to do the little things, you know, and I said this over and over throughout the week, even to the kids, is we got to block. And then when you block, you got to stay locked onto that block. You can't hit them, let them go, and think you did your jobs. We got to lock on blocks, stay locked on those blocks. We got to come off the block. It's a combo block to a linebacker. We need to wrap up. We need to tackle. We need to get a bunch of people to the football. And then we just can't turn it over. And defensively, we got to create turnovers.
That was Centralia's head coach, Roger Holthouse. Again, tonight's matchup, it's the Centralia Panthers on the road taking on the Onega Buffaloes. This pregame coverage here continuing. Up next here, we'll have a chat with Luke Baxter from Onega.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Join Foster Ford in Holton to fill a truck and help impact lives. September 15th through 25th, Foster Ford is filling a bed of a Ford Ranger pickup with non-perishable food donations. On September 25th, all the non-perishable food items will be weighed and Foster Ford will match those total pounds donated, giving all items to JCMA New Hope Center Food Pantry in Holton. Drop off your items in the Ranger at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton and help support our community.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit Morton Building.
Continuing here our pregame on 92.1 KMZA. Just had a moment to sit down and chat with head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthouse. Now here we sit down and have a conversation with tonight's home team in the Onega Buffaloes. This is Luke Baxter from Onega again. Right now, team 1-1 on the season, similar to the Centralia Panthers. Centralia, they just lost to a really great Mid-Buchanan team out of Missouri. You taking a tough loss to Valley Heights last week, 28-8 last Friday. Again, both your teams looking for a bounce-back opportunity tonight. How are you going to try to get that done against Centralia?
For one thing, we're going to have to play really hard. We have to be physical, and we're going to have to try to limit the mistakes. One thing about playing a really good team like Centralia, they don't hurt themselves with mistakes. They kind of have they force the other team to do that. So that's kind of our first goal is limit the mistakes, limit the penalties, try to limit the turnovers because, Centralia, you do that, they're going to take advantage of it and they will make you pay. So they're a good team. They've been really good for a long time. They block really well. They play tremendous defense. They run the ball really hard and they have some athletes to get the ball around the field And it's a tremendous challenge, but I think our kids are ready to go. They're looking forward to the challenge, and just going to have to play hard all night, play hard for 48 minutes.
Well, last Friday against Valley Heights, again, he had a lead of 8-7 halfway through the second quarter, had a big opportunity in the third quarter to perhaps also go ahead on a nice deep ball that was thrown up by Ryder Coulterman. Again, unfortunately, it was a dropped pass, though. So, you know, looking to this week, some opportunities, what's it going to take to execute some of those big plays to get out and going against Centralia?
Well, we do have that capability to, with the big plays, but I think the key for this game is we gotta establish the ground game a little better. We gotta get Gavin Coulterman and Josh Daniels more involved, and, they gotta carry the ball, and we gotta get back to kind of what we did against D-West, a little bit more ground game, and, we gotta get better from when we're double tight in between the tackles and, take advantage of, just those two guys and give them the ball more and not put on the shoulders of our quarterback as much. He was kind of forced to do a lot last game, and he was okay with that. He handled himself really well as a freshman, but we just got to get everybody involved, and our line play's got to improve a little bit. We had some guys kind of thrown in there on the run last week, and so hopefully after a week of practice we can get going a little bit better and get them ready to play against a really good Centralia team.
Well, you mentioned the offense, trying to find some consistency, establishing the run game. Ryder Coulterman, who, again, is your quarterback this season, cousin of Jackson Coulterman, who just graduated last year as he goes on to play collegiate baseball. But his cousin, again, lots of athleticism shown in this young man, just a freshman. But last week, Coulterman, 111 yards in the air, 84 yards on the ground. I know Josh Daniels went out early in that second quarter, but, you know, what's it going to take here for a young freshman in your team to lead this offense to find that success?
Yes.
Well, Ryder's a tough kid, and he's got a really high sports IQ. He's just going to have to play well and try to be as consistent as he can. But at the same time, we don't want to put too much pressure on him. You know, he doesn't have to make every play. He just has to make his plays, and he's doing a good job for us. We've been real happy with him, but we just got to try to limit the turnovers and like I said, kind of share the wealth a little bit and distribute to other players. And we'll probably be able to do that with a little more, more available to us for this game on Friday night.
Well, talking here on the defensive side of things, Quinton Aldefer is a great player who returns here this season for the Centralia Panthers. I know last year he was more used as a skill position player as a wideout as well as a tailback in that strong single-wing offense backfield. But this year he has been integrated as the team's quarterback. What's it going to take to contain him in that pocket when he goes off to the edge, tries to run, or even when he looks to drop back and pass it?
Well, he's a really good player. He can run, he can throw, make big plays. He's tough. He can run right at you. He's just a really good football player. It's a challenge. We're going to have to play good, solid defense and wrap up and tackle. And that was the thing about, like I said, about Valley Heights. I thought our defense overall played a pretty good game. We just gave up those big plays at certain times. And Crested Valley Heights, they made big plays when they needed to, but we have to do a better job not letting that happen tonight. If they have big plays, it'll be much harder to beat them. He's a good player, and they got other guys too. So they have a lot of guys that can make big plays. So we just have to limit their big plays and try to limit him, but that's no easy task. He's a heck of a player. They've got a lot of good players, and we're just going to do our best.
Well, one thing, you know, kind of going into the locker room more so this week, I mean, this is a big rivalry matchup in the Twin Valley League, and this is the last matchup here of the season for you in the TVO League. Is there any kind of, a chip on any of those guys' shoulder coming into this game against Centralia, a team that has yet to lose against the Buffalo since 1998?
Well, you know, I don't even know if you can call it a rivalry. I mean, they've really dominated it for the last 25 years, and there was probably 6 or 8 years there where they didn't play when we were 8-man. But they've had the upper hand on us for a long time. I don't really know if our guys are really have a chip on their shoulder about that. They're just football players. They play hard, and it's kind of just another team to them. And, I don't want that to sound arrogant or anything, because it's a really, really good team that we're going to be playing tonight, but they're just going to be ready to play and give it our best. And as long as they do that, if they leave it all in the field, that's all I can really ask, whether they're playing Centralia or Mission Valley or Valley Heights or whatever. But we're just going to, as long as they do give me their best, give us their best, that's all I can ask for, and I hope they do that tonight.
Again, appreciating the time here, sitting down with Luke Baxter from the Onega Buffaloes, again, leading here this pregame coverage on 2.1 KMZ all the way up till kickoff. More pregame coverage come at you here shortly here on KMZA. Again, it's the Centralia Panthers on the road taking on the Onega Buffaloes for our game of the week.
Are you looking for a fun and healthy way to spend your morning? Join us on Saturday, October 4th from 8 to 11 a.m. for our community health fair and baby shower at Onega Community Hospital. It's free to attend with low-cost lab screenings for just $35 and add a PSA test for just $20 extra. Vitamin D also for $20. Expecting a baby? Enjoy giveaways, games, and great info just for you. Let's celebrate wellness, families, and new beginnings together. Brought to you by Community Healthcare System, caring for every stage of life.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334 Crop, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Go. Hello, everyone, and welcome here on tonight 2.1 at KMZA. It's our game of the week down here in Onega, Kansas, at the Rosenfield Sports Complex. It's the Centralia Panthers taking on the Onega Buffaloes here on the road. Both teams 1-1, the Centralia Panthers and the Onega Buffaloes, both losing their first game to start the season. The Onega Buffaloes, they lost against the Dauphin, or they beat Dauphin West Mustangs 14-6 in their first game of the season. And then they would lose week two to the Valley Heights Mustangs 28-8. Turning it around here, looking at the Centralia Panthers, they won against Valley Heights 28-14, and then they took on a really great team out of Missouri, the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. They lost 49-13. Again, a team that Centralia lost to last season, and then right after that loss, well, you didn't see nothing from those Panthers, but a win all the way up into the state championship. What a great run for the Centralia Panthers. They beat Onega in the playoffs 44-20. They beat Opie in the second round 40-26. They went on the road to St. Mary's Colgan. I was there for that. That was a great game. They won 46-14. And then also they beat the Rossville Bulldogs 22-9, a team that is right now the second-ranked team in Kansas this season. Centralia right now out of the top five rankings according to K-Preps. The last week they were number four, just getting knocked out after taking that loss to Mid-Buchanan. But wouldn't be surprised if you saw the Centralia Panthers team creep themselves back into the top five conversation. Against Centralia, they lost in the state championship title 41-6 to Conway Springs. It was the deepest playoff run under head coach Roger Holtas as he enters his fourth season here with the Centralia program. Here for the coaching tonight for the Onega Buffaloes, it will be Luke Baxter. Again, both teams looking for a bounce back after their week two loss. What a fantastic day it is down here in Onega, Kansas. It's Friday Night Lights. Again, our first 2 weeks here on KMZA, we didn't have games. It was Kansas City week one, and then we had K-State Radio in week two. Now we finally have our high school game of the week back at it. And I'll tell you what, I am excited for this matchup. I mean, this is a matchup as old as time between these two teams, a big rivalry. But as, again, Luke Baxter said, it's hard for it to be a rivalry when it's been one-sided. The last 22 straight games has went to Centralia. Onega, they haven't won since 1998. Last season, Centralia won in the regular season against the Buffaloes 42-6, and in the playoffs, they went 44-20. So these are two teams that battled pretty hard last season. A Centralia team that lost a lot of great players. Well, real quick here, Centralia, they won the toss. They will elect to defer to the second half, so we will see the Onega Buffaloes taking the ball here first with their offense. Well, this Onega offense, it's read by Jackson Coulterman's cousin, Ryder Coulterman, who is a freshman. He has 36 carries in the season already for 172 yards to lead the team on the rushing attack for also a touchdown. He's also 11 of 25 with 127 yards in the air, two interceptions, and a score. This Onega offense here, 182 yards on the ground per game, 364 total. Passing in the air, they have 127 yards total, averaging about 63.5 passing yards a game. Right now, averaging 11 points per game, 22 points total scored in the season, averaging 245 yards per game. Well, again, it's the Centralia Panthers on the road taking on the Onega Buffaloes in a Week 3 Twin Valley League matchup. I'm Crinan Prophet. Alongside me is my statistician today, Troy Prophet, as well as Kirk Kilman back in studio. And hopefully everyone's excited. We got 11-man football coming at you right here on KMZA. Centralia Panthers kicking right to left on your dial, west to east. It's the Onega Buffaloes getting set to return. On the kickoff for the Centralia Panthers is Isaac Reinecke. Reinecke kicking deep to the Buffaloes. Back to receive for the Buffaloes. Caberline and Pale. Here, Onega returning it well. It's Pale. Pale all the way up past the 30 to about the 34-yard line. And Onega will greatly take that opening return. Megan Rondebaum was on the tackle on the special teams unit. Well, first and 10 for the Onega Buffaloes. Ball on the 33-yard line. 11:53 here to go in this first quarter. Don't worry, you haven't missed anything. It's the Onega Buffaloes offense coming out here on the field, led by quarterback Ryder Coulterman. In the backfield, you have Graham Volberg, Josh Daniels, and Gavin Coulterman. At tight end, you have Luke Pale as well as Cameron Kramer. And on the line at left tackle to right tackle, Kaffin Caberline, Riston Van Dong, Keegan Vennenberg, Monty Meyercourt, and Xavier Burgess. Well, here are first down and 10 from their own 33. It's the Onega Buffaloes. It's a handoff right out of the gates from Ryder Coulterman to Gavin Coulterman for a 3-yard carry. Falling forward, looks like they're going to spot him a little more generously than what I gave him. It's going to be a 4-yard carry for Gavin Coulterman. Make it now second down and six. Ball here moving past the 35. Onega in their own territory. Centralia defense here in the secondary. Dagan Ronnebaum, Ty Winner, Quinton Aldefer. In the linebacker core, Jaden Talley, Grady Becker, Isaac Reinecke, and Xavier Beckman. And on the line, you have Bronx Talley, Landon Beck, Tyron Talley, and Aiden Talley. Second down and 7 here to go for the Onega Buffaloes. This one, Ryder's going to keep it. He's rolling out to the right side. He's going to take off. Big hit. The ball is loose. It's on the ground. It's recovered by Ty Winner from the Centralia Panthers at the 48-yard line. And within two plays of the game, the Centralia Panthers have already turned the ball over and got it back here to their stellar offense. And now Centralia's offense getting ready to take the field. Only took two plays for Onega to turn the ball over. Centralia now first down and 10 on their own 48-yard line. Not even a minute into the game, the Buffaloes get the ball over to the Centralia Panthers. Now it's the Panthers offense led by Quinton Aldefer, a quarterback who was the all-league wide receiver in the CVL last year. Here he's going to keep it in shotgun, and he's going to still keep going before being tripped up at the 45-yard line. A carry of about 7 yards for Quinton Aldefer. Aldefer now well over 260 yards carrying on the season. Well, he has also three scores. He's only fumbled once. His longest rush of the year so far is 33 yards. In the air, he's attacked with 100 yards, a touchdown, and he has just thrown one interception. Second down and three on the 45 in Onega territory. It's the Centralia Panthers in the single-wing offense. And Quinton Aldifer in the backfield. He's going to spin it around. He's going to hand it off to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum, he's got lead blocker. He's going to cut up for the first down. And he is still rolling and falling down at the 31-yard line. Big run for Ronnebaum. A run of nearly 15 yards for the 5'8", 170-pound junior. Ronnebaum over 80 yards rushing now on this season, averaging 4.1 yards a carry. Now that's a first down for the Centralia Panthers already here. Three plays into this drive. First down and 10 on the Onega 32. Single wing offense. Quinton Aldifer, quarterback. Dagan Ramon in the backfield at tailback. Slotback, Grady Becker, Isaac Reineke at fullback. Here, this one right up the middle. Going to be a carry of about five for the Centralia Panthers. Or Centralia. It was Quinton Aldifer on the carry. That's his first big carry here tonight. It was an 8-yard carry. The tackle was by Kalen Kaberline and Keegan Valbert on the Onega side. Here, getting ready there in their next play. Right now, it's Ronnebaum in the second down and two. Here, he's scampering in the backfield, but he is finally taken down. That'll be a tackle for loss from this Onega defense. Just their ninth tackle of loss here on the season. In the backfield, making the tackle was Ryder Coulterman, the 5'8" freshman safety. 18 tackles now on the season for Coulterman. Centralia, after the 4-yard loss, make it third down and seven, ball on the 29-yard line. Still in Onega territory, Centralia working with it. It's 0-0, 8:34 left to go here in this first quarter. Aldifer keeping it right up the gut, cutting to the left side. That'll be a fourth down now. Making the stop for the Onega Buffaloes was Monty Meyercourt, the 5'10" junior. Now here, a big fourth down upcoming here for the Centralia Panthers. Not converting their first third down. And now here, Onega making lots of noise down here at Rosenfield Sporting Complex. Fourth and four for Centralia on the 26th Onega territory. Onega nearly jumping off sides. Quinton Aldifer looking back to his sideline at head coach Roger Holthouse. Holthouse getting the play in to his player, Aldifer in shotgun, spinning around. It's going right up the middle, up the gut, breaking the tackle. Is that a first down? Yes, it is. To the 20, a gain of five for Quinton Aldifer. A massive fourth down conversion early on in the game here for the Centralia Panthers on their opening drive after forcing the Onega Buffaloes on just two plays to turn the ball over around the 50. From a fumble. Centralia, first down and 10 in the Onega red zone on the 15. Dagan Ronnebaum spread out to the right side. And a timeout by Onega. We'll take a step aside here. It's 0-0, 7:15 left to go here in this first quarter. Centralia moving the ball, first and 10 on the Onega 15.
I'm Zach Lancaster. I'm a lender at the Farmer State Bank. We can help to finance a new vehicle or boat and RV loans, motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The rates are competitive just like they are with our auto loans. Because we are a local bank, we have a lot of flexibility that other banks don't have when we're looking at financing. And that's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crittenden Prophet, Troy Prophet, Kurt Kilman back in studio. It's our 92.1 KMZA game of the week. 7:15 left to go here in the first quarter. It's 0-0. Centralia Panthers moving the ball here on the Onega 15. First down and 10. They just convert a massive fourth down and four. Centralia, they got the ball after an Onega fumble in just two plays of the game. Ryder Kulturman, he broke out a long run of about 20 yards and then fumbled at the 50. Centralia, they start this drive on their own 48. Here they have worked it down to the Onega 15. Aldifer here on a keeper on a first down and 10. Busting on the left side. There is no one there but Ryder Kulturman, but it will be an easy walk-in for Quinton Aldifer. And the Centralia Panthers, right after the timeout, come out and score the first touchdown here of this contest. 6-0, 7:07 left to go in this first quarter. It's the Centralia Panthers that strike first. Centralia coming out in the swinging gate here on the extra points. Reineke, the kicker. We'll see what Centralia does. Again, they have their line shifted all the way out to the left side. They have two spread out to the right. Just the center in the middle. And there's going to be a flag. It's going to be a false start against the offense. And it was a direct snap all the way to the left side to Xavier Beckman. Man, that would have been an incredible play if it were to be run again. It was a swinging game formation, but someone on the left side false started for Centralia. It'll now bring up, well, it's still the extra point, but it's now 5 yards back. Centralia still up here 6-0. They're discussing how they're going to get this one through. They'll come out for the two-point conversion. They'll have twins out to the right side, single out to the left. It's Ty Winter out to the left side here. Single back set. Aldifer rolling right. He's looking to pass. He's got Reineke in the end zone, touching it by the pylon. The two-point conversion is good. The Centralia Panthers go up 8-0 with 7:07 left to go in this first quarter over Onega. We'll be back here after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio Network. 8-0, the Centralia Panthers lead over the Onega Buffaloes. Centralia scoring on their opening drive, driving 52 yards down the field after an Onega fumble. Got them set up on their own 48-yard line. Centralia getting into the end zone off a 15-yard scamper from Quinton Aldifer. His fourth rushing touchdown on the season, already over 260 yards rushing. Kickoff here, right to left of your dial, back to Onega. It's Pale who has it, getting it to just about over the 30. Onega just in nearly the same territory that they started with on their first position. And Onega, they only ran two plays in their opening drive, and Ryder Kulturman, well, he busted out for a big run, but he got tripped up and lost the ball past the 50. Ball spotted here at the 31-yard line on this second possession here for the Onega Buffaloes. With 7:01 left to go here in this first quarter. And Onega only running two plays on their first possession. Ryder Kulturman with his third turnover on the year. He has two interceptions as well as a fumble. Here it's the empty set formation for Centralia. Gavin Kulturman comes out in motion here to the left side. Kulturman, he will keep going to the left side over the edge for a carry of about 3 yards. Bring up now a second down and 7 after the carry of 3. Ball up to the 35-yard line. Onega still in their own territory. Ryder Kulturman, the main carrier on this team with over 35 carries on the season, well over 170 yards rushing. Next closest to him is Josh Daniels. Second down and 6 from the 35, Onega in their own territory. Here's the snap, Ryder rolling out to his right side. He's going to throw it, trying to lead Josh Daniels out to the near hash marks, but the pass was just led a little too in front of Daniels as he went for the stretch. It goes incomplete. brings up now a third down and six. Jair Coltsman, a freshman quarterback, coming in after his cousin Jackson Coltsman graduated last season. Jackson Coltsman, who now is playing collegiate baseball, as well as Dylan Magnet is playing collegiate football at Friends University. Two big graduates here on the Centralia side. Third down and six, ball on their own 35. It's Onega's football. Down 8-0, 6:16 left to go in this first quarter. Coltsman taking the snap from shotgun. Here it's going to be read option. He's brought down swiftly in the backfield. Oh, no, he's going to crawl forward for a couple more yards, but it will still be way short of the first down by just about a yard and a half. Isaac Reinecke was on the tackle for the Centralia Panthers. Bring up now a fourth down and one officially. A 5-yard carry for Ryder Coltsman, the freshman. Coming in from the sideline, getting the play call is Luke Pale, the sophomore tight end. Breaking out of the huddle is the Onega Buffaloes. Major fourth down and one. They'll try to make this conversion from their own 41-yard line. Centralia, they made a conversion. Here it's time for the Onega Buffaloes. And it's going to be a run right up the middle, trying to dive and push forward for it. It looks like Ryder Coltsman converts, and yes, he does. Both teams have converted a fourth down conversion. Tackle is made by Grady Becker from the Centralia Panthers at the line. And now the sticks will move forward here for the Onega Buffaloes. Buffaloes now first down and 10 on their own 43-yard line. Second possession of the game. Again, their first possession, they fumbled at around the 48. Again, it was the young freshman, Ryder Coltsman, who's just trying to find some comfort with that ball security. Here, looking a little sharper on possession number two. Trips out to the right side for the Onega Buffaloes. Single back set. It's Gavin Coltsman, the brother of Ryder. And here it's going to be a read option. Ryder coming out to the right side, trying to get around the block of Pale. But coming right through that block is Dagan Ronnebaum, like a thief in the night, crawling on through for the tackle. Brings up second down and eight after the 2-yard carry from Ryder Coltsman. I don't know if anyone remembers from last year, but I made a reference, like a thief in the night for Dagan Ronnebaum when he had about a 40-yard fumble recovery return for a touchdown against Marhill Mount Academy, a team that Centralia will play a little later on here in the season. In week five. Here, Onega, second down and eight on their own 45. Coltsman in shotgun. It's going to be another read option. This time he hands it off to his brother, the fullback, Gavin. And Gavin will go forward for just a yard. Third down and seven now after the yard carry. Isaac Reinecke on yet another tackle for the Centralia Panthers. Isaac Reinecke already 24 tackles on the season, 16 solo tackles. He had over 50 tackles last year in 2024. He was the second team all-league linebacker here in the Twin Valley League. Third down and seven on the 46. Onega in their own territory, 3:36 to go in the first quarter. Centralia up 8-0. Onega on their second drive. This third down and seven, rolling left side. Josh Daniels is hit in stride. He'll be brought down at the 50. And this will bring up another fourth down for the Onega Buffaloes. But Ryder Coltsman hitting his first target this game, completing his first pass for just 2 yards. It's now fourth down and three for the Onega Buffaloes. And again, they have already converted one fourth down in this drive. It was a fourth down and one. It was a little push up the middle, but you can't probably push it forward for 3 yards. The play will have to come through a different avenue here for Onega. Onega at the 50. Fourth down and three. Coltsman running right side here is looking to pass. It's deflected all the way up in the air. Picked off by Dagan Ronnebaum. Coming out left side. Tackled at the 45. Excuse me, the 50. Tackled by Josh Daniels. And already two straight possessions, two straight turnovers for the Onega Buffaloes. Both of them have been around the 50-yard line. That interception by Dagan Ronnebaum, like a thief in the night. Ronnebaum, over 10 tackles on the season, and his first interception this year. He was a second-team All-League returner, from the TVL at the defensive back position coming into this season. Well, Centralia now with the ball at the 50. 2:34 left to go here in this first quarter. It's a keeper here to Backman, and he will rush forward for a first down. The sticks moving here. We'll see the chain gang a little confused. It will bring up a second down and short. No, the referees, they will point. They first down and 10 now. It's a 10-yard carry for Xavier Beckman, the junior, who's now got 11 carries on the season for 41 yards, including a score. Centralia now in Onega territory across the 50 on the 40-yard line. First down and 10, 2:08 left to go. Snap is to Aldifer. Another false start here called against the Centralia Panthers offense. Last one was on the two-point conversion. They still managed to complete it anyway off a rollout to the right side. Aldifer completing it to Reinecke. Well, after the false start, he'll bring up now a first down and 15 from the 45-yard line. Still no naked territory. Centralia working it with it on their second possession of the game. Centralia, on that first drive, they started from their own 48, drove 52 yards down the field in 3 minutes, 51 seconds, got the two-point conversion. It was a 15-yard scamper from Quinton Aldifer for his fourth touchdown of the season. Aldifer relaying the play call here to his team. First and 15, 1:40 left to go here in this first quarter. This clock has been rolling quick here. Both teams very run-heavy. Single-wing offense, four in the backfield for the Centralia Panthers. This is a direct snap to Dagan Ronnebaum. He's cutting back inside. Lead blocker is Reinecke. And he'll get forward to nearly back to where the original line of scrimmage was. Just 2 yards shy from it. 3-yard carry for Ronnebaum. Brings up a second down and 13. The tackle was made by Gavin Coulterman. Gavin Coulterman now 9 tackles on the season. He's also got a fumble recovery and a half of a tackle for loss. Second down and 12. Just a minute left to go here in this first quarter. Centralia up 8-0. Direct snap to Aldifer. Aldifer in the backfield, and he is wrangled down by a herd of buffalo coming on through. Great penetration through the line. Xavier Burgess breaking through. Burgess now over 2 tackles for loss on the season. He is a second-team All-League returning linebacker. And, man, Centralia, a couple times today, they have played from behind the sticks. It's a loss of 4-5. Make it now 3rd down and 18 from the 48. Centralia working with it, dropping back all defer. He's wrangled down with his feet. Now he stays alive. He's running out to the right side now. His eyes are still down the field, and he finds Ty Winter for the first down. What an incredible escape by Quinton Aldifer. He looked surely dead in the water at the 50, but he was able to roll around to his right side and find Tyler Winter down the field for over 20 yards, finding the first down completion. On a huge 3rd down and 18, Centralia, that is their first 3rd down conversion of the game. They are now 1 of 2. This Centralia offense that averages so far 4.7 yards a carry and passing 25 yards an attempt. Rushing yards so far 406 on the season, passing for 101, averaging 20.5 points per game. And on the ground, averaging 253 yards per game. First down and 10 for Centralia. About a couple seconds left here in this first quarter. Ball that's 26 on Negus' side. Aldifer looking back to pass. He's going deep. Pale over the shoulder into the basket. And the bunny has found the Easter basket. Quinton Aldifer with a dime of a pass. Aldifer with his second touchdown completion of the season puts Centralia up 14-0. Time expired here in the first quarter. Centralia lining up here for the conversion attempt. Coming back out in the swinging gate. Here they'll regroup right back in the middle. They'll go for something a little more traditional. In fact, it'll be Reinecke here looking to attempt a PAT. Aldifer is the holder. The hold is good. The snap is good. And the shot is straight on through. Going into the second quarter, the Centralia Panthers will lead 15-0 here over the Onega Buffaloes. Again, 15-0, Centralia leads over Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
15-0 to start the second quarter. The Centralia Panthers have scored on back-to-back drives. Quinton Aldifer has been both on those scoring drives. He came for 15 yards in the first possession here. He just scored off a 26-yard pass completion to Landon Beck of the Centralia Panthers. Here, Reineke kicking left to right of your dial. It's a squib that's going to go right into the middle. It's dropped, though, by a Buffalo at the 34-yard line, but it will be recovered by Onega. That is Onega's, I believe, Aiden Peters, who had the recovery on the special teams. Ball here on the 33-yard line for Onega. Onega, they start on their own 33, 31, and now back here on their 33 on their third possession. Onega, they have fumbled the ball at the 48, and they have thrown an interception at the 50. Ryder Kolchman has been given both of those turnovers. And I'll tell you what, he's a young freshman who shows lots of promise. But, again, that ball security hasn't been looking promising here after that first quarter. But he'll look to keep things nip and tuck here in this second quarter. It's a handoff to Gavin Kolchman to start this third drive for Onega. It will be a carry of 2 yards. Bring up a second down and eight. Tackle is made by Aiden Talley from the Centralia Panthers. Aiden Talley, a 6'1", 190-pound senior, had over 25 tackles last season. Ball now on the Onega 35-yard line. Onega down 15-0. 11:28 left to go here in this first half. Two straight turnovers, looking to have a more productive drive. Quad to the right side for Onega. Single out to the left. It's an empty backfield for Ryder. Ryder, he's looking to the right side. He's going to adjust the alignment. Kolchman in the backfield all by himself. He fumbles the snap. He's going to roll to the right side, looking down the field still. He's going to throw the ball, and it is it caught? Yes, it is. It's a completion to Graham Volberg, the senior. That is his sixth reception of the season, now for over 60 yards receiving, and that will be a first down. Or excuse me, it was an incompletion. I thought he completed it. So the officials recalled it back. Originally, the call in the field was a completion. The back judge said incomplete. So here it will overrule. Third down and eight from the 35. Onega behind the sticks, looking to pick up a first down. Down 15-0, 10:27 left to go in this first half. Ryder Kolchman rolling out here, left side, finding Josh Daniels. Daniels just trying to trudge forward. He's taken down by Aldifer and Ronnebaum. It's a pass completion for two. Brings up now a third down and six. Ball just tilted slightly over the 35-yard line. 10 minutes left to go here in this first half, and Onega, well, got to wonder what they'll do here. A long fourth down, and, well, they'll turn it to their defense. Back to punt is Graham Bulberg for the Onega Buffaloes. Here on the return team for Centralia is Quinton Aldifer. This one is booted, and it will sharply hit past the 30 and roll to the 26. Centralia starting in their worst field position tonight at their own 26. Their first possession, they start on their 48. And on the second possession, they started at the 50. Onega, well, they get three and outed on their third possession. Centralia taking over with 9:35 left to go in the second quarter. 15-0, they lead here over the Buffaloes. First down and 10 coming up here on the 26 for Centralia. Quentin Aldifer already two touchdowns on this game. The 15-yard rush and the 26-yard pass completion to Landon Beck. It was a beautiful over-the-shoulder pass by Aldifer, someone who was a first-team wide receiver in this league last year at over 1,200 yards of offense. Aldifer here up the middle. No, excuse me, Ronnebaum. It's a direct snap to him. It's a carry for three. Bring up second down and seven now. Again, this is a single-wing offense where the center will direct snap it to anyone in the backfield, and that anyone being Quentin Aldifer, Grady Becker, Dagan Ronnebaum, or Isaac Reinicke. Four players who are absolutely dangerous. Second down and seven from the 29. Centralia working with it, trying to get Onega offsides, and they do. Using the hard count, Centralia draws five. That'll go from a second down and seven to now a second down and two. Ball now on the 34-yard line. Centralia still here on their own side of the field. Working left to right of your dial, east to west. The Friday night lights have finally started to really shine here onto this field. Tell you what, you get a beautiful look down here in northeast Kansas. You got fields, you got Rodeo Stadium, actually, to our right. Nothing says more Kansas than rodeo. Right now, on the high bowl, I should say, is Ben the Centralia Panther. Stronabom here, running to the left side. That's a first down and more after tripping down past the 40. A carry of over 8 yards for Stronabom. He's had a lot of direct snaps to him. That's another first down for the Centralia Panthers. 8:33 left to go here. Clock stopped as Ronnebaum went out of bounds. 15-0. Centralia with the lead. Ball now at the 43-yard line. First down and 10. Centralia, again, a team that went to the state championship last year and lost 41-6 to Conway Springs. I had a chance to cover them nearly through the entire playoff bracket. This team, man, they were really unstoppable. People here for Aldifer on the first and 10. He gets all the way out to the outside. He throws a stiff arm. He's still up on his feet down at the 40. But it looks like this one might be coming back on a holding call. We have two flags that come through the backfield area. Two different spots here. One at the 50 and one at the 43. So the hold here signaled against the Centralia Panthers. We'll see where they move the Panthers back to. It looked like maybe Aldifer had about 5 yards down the field before that initial flag was tossed. So here the official is taking the steps. So here they'll move it roughly back 9 yards. First down and 19 from the 33, Centralia on their own side of the field. Up 15-0 with 8:25 left to go in the second quarter. Centralia has scored on two straight drives, looking to make it a third. In the backfield, Aldifer, the single wing offense. He's going to spin around. He's going to get out to the left side. Got a little confused up here, but it's Ronnebaum with it. And it's a carry that gets it back to the original line of scrimmage. A 9-yard carry by Dagan Ronnebaum. It was Luke Pale on the tackle. Now, second down and 10. Ball on the 42-yard line. Centralia is still in their own territory. Clock now under 8 minutes left here in this second quarter. And I'll tell you what, something about the Centralia offense. If it's confusing me up here, looking at it from an outside perspective, I couldn't imagine what it's like to be a linebacker here for Onega. They have four down linemen on the line trying to get to that backfield. Aldifer on the keeper. He's going to spin around. It'll be short from the first down by 2 yards, but a slot gets thrown from the secondary backfield. So right now it's going to be a third down and two. The flag is pointed against the Centralia Panthers. It is another holding call called against the Panthers. Centralia has had two holds on this drive. Centralia, they have had four penalties already here today, two false starts and two holding penalties. Substitution on the Centralia side, Xavier Beckman coming in, Landon Heller, the senior, coming out to the sideline. So bringing in the play call here is Beckman. It'll be 8 yards from the spot. It brings up a second down and 12. Centralia at their own 42-yard line, 7:30 left to go in this second quarter, 15-0, Centralia still with the lead. Well, now we see a wide right, Dagan Ronnebaum. We'll see if Centralia decides to pass it here. Aldifer dropping back. He's looking down the field. Now Aldifer's going to his left. He's scrambling. He's short of the first down six by about a yard. A big scamper and run by Quinton Aldifer for 11 yards. Oh, bring up a third down and one after the 11-yard carry from Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer, well over 270 yards rushing on the season. His longest rush this year is 33 yards. He had over 1,300 yards total in 2024 as both a receiver and a running back in that slot back position. Third down and one, almost getting Onega to jump off sides again. Centralia has been abusing the hard count here against the Buffaloes. Four down linemen, 6:30 to go. Third down and one at the 50. Centralia being patient here. They get it right up the middle to Reinicke. Reinicke, the fullback, trudging forward past the 45 into the 43. The tackle was made by Xavier Burgess. And man, you gotta credit the Centralia Panthers offense. Coming into the day, they have passed unexpectedly and they have brought the hard count here against the Buffaloes. Trying to get the herd to come across the line of scrimmage before the ball is snapped. Another first down for Centralia. Centralia, they had 373 yards of offense last year against Onega in the regular season game. Here, it's a snap in the backfield. It's handed off to Ronnebaum, and Ronnebaum is taken down at the line of scrimmage. Tackle coming through by Brett Caberline, his sixth tackle of the season. 5:40 left to go here in this second quarter. 15-0, Centralia still leading. Now into Onega territory at the Onega 43. Here coming off the field for Onega is Monty Meyercourt. We'll give him a break on the sideline. Preston Van Dong lined up over the tackle. And a timeout will be called by the Onega Buffaloes with 5:12 left to go here in the second quarter. 15-0, Centralia leads on a second down and 10 at the Onega 43. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Crittenden Prophet, Troy Prophet, Kirk Kilbin, all here checking with you here tonight. 5:12 left to go here in the first half. 15-0, the Centralia Panthers lead on the road against the Onega Buffaloes as they are moving and grooving here on their third drive of the game, which started on their own at 26-yard line. Here they have moved all the way down to the Onega 43, second down and 10. Onega, they just used their second timeout of this first half, trying to recorrect their defense. The second time they've had to do that. Centralia, their offense has been a question mark to solve here. Second down and 10. Single wing offense. The snap is to Oldefer. He's going to take it off the left tackle. He's going to track forward past the first down sticks by a couple of yards. It's a carry for 12 for Quentin Oldefer, number 12. 12 for 12. Ball now at the 31 in Onega territory, 11 yards away from the red zone. Just whistling here to Centralia, calling them to get in for their third score of the game. This will be their longest drive of the game. It'd be a 74-yard drive for a touchdown if they complete it here. First and 10 from the Onega 31. Centralia rolling with it. The snap is to Oldefer. He'll spin around. He'll keep it right up the middle, and he will be taken down quickly. The tackle is made by Callan Caberline, the 5'8", 135-pound freshman. Second down and 10 here. It's no gain. 4:14 left to go in this first half. Centralia rolling the clock out, playing this game to their own tempo and intensity. Oldefer dropping back, and he is quickly swallowed up in the backfield, taken down by Luke Pale. And Oldefer, he got it out, but the official will say that he was sacked. Luke Pale coming through for his first sack of the season, and not only his first sack of the season, but the Buffalo Herd's first sack of the season. It's a loss of over 10 yards. It's an 11-yard loss off the sack from Luke Pale. Third down and a mile. Third and 21 for the Centralia Panthers here on the Onega 41. But we saw a 20-yard completion earlier from Oldefer. And here the Centralia Panthers, well, you might not see this too many times, but they're in an empty set backfield. Oldefer dropping back. It's supposed to be a screen, but it's swallowed up in the backfield. Read incredibly by the defense, by Onega. Coming up and making the tackle was, again, the freshman, Kalen Caberline, the freshman. Two big tackles here. And Centralia, they have went backwards here on these sticks. Well, they were on the 31. Now they're backed up to the Onega 45. The bells are ringing, and it looks like Centralia will elect a punt. Huge here for the Onega defense. Coming up with the defensive stop, there's a flag being thrown. Ty Winter on the punt. Back to take it is Colterman. Colterman, after a couple of bounces, is going to just let that one go and drop within the 10. But I mentioned, there's a penalty marker at the 48 here. It's being pointed towards Centralia. This one could be coming back. It's going to be a false start. The third false start here called against the Centralia Panthers. And most likely here, Onega will have Centralia re-punt, and that will be the case. It's a second down and 29. Well, both teams off their third possessions here, exchanging punts. Fourth and 29. It's going to be a punt from about the 50-yard line. Centralia Panthers kicking left to right here of your dial. East to west. Ryder Colterman back to receive here on the punt team for Onega. They trail 15-0 with 2:26 left to go in this second quarter. And this is a long snap over the punter. It's all the way deep. Tyler Winter drops onto it. And Onega, after the false start, starts on the Centralia 25. And that false start makes a difference of 75 yards on the field, as Onega could have been set up on their own one-yard line. But Centralia false starts, a punt, the snap is bad above Ty Winter, and now Onega is on the Centralia 25. What a fanatic set of events to set up Onega in tremendous territory. Who would have guessed here that that huge sack from Luke Pale would come through all the way into this. A domino effect here for the Buffaloes. And already here, a timeout will be taken. This will be the last timeout taken by Onega. They have taken already three timeouts this first half trying to get things corrected. We'll step aside here for a quick 30. 2:17 left to go in the first half. 15-0, Onega trails, but a chance to score here on their fourth possession of the game.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're here with 2:17 left to go in the first half. 15-0, the Centralia Panthers lead over Onega, but Centralia on a bad snap to the punter. The ball gets located all the way to the Centralia 25. Onega only 25 yards away from the end zone on potentially putting up their first score of the game. The Onega offense has been fumble, interception, and punt here on their fourth drive of the game, set up in immaculate field position. First and 10 from the 25 in Centralia territory. Runner Coulterman, empty set. He's going to drop back the pass over the top, deep to the end zone. And the pass is all the way deep. There are a couple of arguments for pass interference, but it goes incomplete. The intended target was for Ethan Garcia. First time calling his name in this game, the 6 foot, 160-pound freshman looking for the fade route, just thrown a little short by Coulterman. Went about in the air 25 yards, needed to go 28. But Coulterman, he handled the pressure quite well there. But it's a second and 10 after the incompletion with 2:11 left to go here in this first half. Second and 10 for the 25 in Centralia territory. Onega with it, rolling out to the left side. Coulterman, he's looking to pass. He's going to go deep, and it's thrown. Interception by Dagan Ronnebaum straight to the cornerback. Ronnebaum turns it down the sideline. He's still up on his feet before he's apprehended at the 38. And you saw where the intended target was. It was to the left pylon to Graham Volberg, but unfortunately, Ryder Coulterman, he didn't see the corner lurking over. He threw it on a spiral, on a bullet, when the ball should have been kind of floated into the end zone, and Volberg would have definitely had a chance to make a play for it. Well, Onega, given a gift basket for their fourth possession of the game, turn it over for Dagan Ronnebaum, the thief in the night, his second interception on the game and the season. But there was a penalty that now comes on through. It's a blindside block called against Centralia that will back him up from where the interception was returned to. So that was a little bit up towards the 35. It's a first and 10 from the 12-yard line for Centralia. 1:59 left to go here in this first half. 15-0, Centralia leads. Well, after Centralia being forced to punt for the first time, and again, the bad snap to the punter that set Onega up on the Centralia 25, doesn't prove crucial here against Centralia. Sending a man in motion, it's an empty set for Aldefer. He is open down the field as he is rushing to the 40. He's staying on his feet past the 50 before he is pushed out by Luke Pale at the 45. Will set up on a first down and 10 from the 12. Centralia, an over 40-yard rush for Quinton Aldefer, now over 300 yards rushing on the season already. Over 400 yards of offense in just the first 3 weeks. Quinton Aldefer, the first down for Centralia. First and 10 on the Onega 46, 1:50 to go. The clock stopped as Aldefer went out of bounds here before we get to the end of this first half. Centralia 15, Onega 0. Trips out to the left side. Single out to the right. Single back set. All defer. Hands off to Backman. Backman. He's going to turn up to the right side. He's past the 30. He's going to cut back into the near side hashes. And he will get dropped at the 20. Great footwork and technique by Xavier Beckman. Just curving and swerving between the defenders. First and 10. Ball now on the 20-yard line in Onega territory. 1:32 left to go here in this first half. Clock is rolling. Last season, Centralia, they led 28-0. At the end of half here, they have a chance to potentially lead 22-23-21 before the end of half. It's 15-0, 1:15 left to go in the second quarter. Centralia with it. First and 10 at the Onega 20. Teetering on the red zone. Aldefer, here's the keeper, right up the gut, bouncing. But before he got bounced, he gets snagged by Caberline. It's a carry of 6, 7 for Quentin Aldefer. Well, the clock is rolling here. 50 seconds left to go. Centralia wants no time left here for Onega. Trying to end this first half with a score like they ended the first quarter. Aldefer rolling out to the left side. He's got Ronnebaum on an out route. Holding, now scampering for the first down and then some. 33 seconds left to go. Looks like Aldefer slipped out of bounds to stop the clock. Ball is well within the 10. A timeout is called by Centralia with 33 seconds left here in this second quarter. 15-0, Centralia leads, looking to add their third touchdown of the game here on their fourth drive. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Kansaland Radio.
First and goal from the 7. The Centralia Panthers with the ball. 33 seconds left to go here in this first half. The Panthers are up 15-0 over Onega. Centralia trying to add their third touchdown of the game here on their fourth drive. Both touchdowns. Quinton Aldefer has been on the addition. The first one was a 15-yard scamper. The second one was a 26-yard touchdown pass to Landon Beck. I'll tell you what, Centralia, they have been a very balanced team offensively here today. They have been both pass and run, of course. Well, Centralia, they are a run-first team. Single-wing offense, four backs in the backfield here. Aldefer, he'll get the direct snap, and he will trip over the line of scrimmage just for about a yard. And an immediate timeout will be taken by Centralia. We'll keep things here, though. 27 seconds left to work with here in this first half. Centralia, just one more timeout left to go here in this first half. Onega, they are down to 0, as well as the score on the board here for them. Centralia 15-0 with 27 seconds left to go. Centralia looking to have that third touchdown of the game. Tell you what, this Onega Buffaloes team had a great opportunity. They had a lot of great opportunities. They've had the ball on their own 33, 31, 33 again. And on the Centralia 25, after a bad snap to the punter, Ty Winner, from Centralia, but Onega not able to take advantage on any of those drives. They have turned the ball over three times today with a fumble and two interceptions. So far this season, Onega Buffaloes, they have fumbled four times and only lost two, as well as thrown two interceptions. So four turnovers coming into the night. They have already turned it over three times during the first half against Centralia. And Centralia is a great team. They were a team that was ranked fourth in the state last week, and they were just dropped out of those rankings this week, according to K-Preps, but they're teetering on that edge of about 6th to 7th in the country, or in the country, in the state. Of course, if you were to compare them to the rest of the class in the country, they might be well able to compete in it. Another bad snap here to Centralia on a second goal from the 4, and Aldefer will get tackled in the backfield. And that is the second time we have seen Centralia have a bad snap from their center, and another timeout will be taken. It will be the final timeout by Centralia. Once again, we'll keep things here. on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA. Again, a reminder, we're 22 seconds away from halftime. Our halftime show is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll also have scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. 22 seconds left to go in this first half, 15-0. Centralia leads it over Onega. Third and goal from the 7. Centralia looking to have their third score of the game. This Centralia offense has been very balanced. A little bit of pass, a lot of run. They've worked the hard count into their offense. They've gotten Onega to jump once for an offside penalty. They've almost caught them a couple of more times. But Centralia, they have been able to come up in some big moments in this game. Again, it comes really down to the quarterback matchup. You got an experienced leader in Quinton Aldifer, who has been the leader as a multi-sport athlete across football, baseball, as well as basketball. And then you have the freshman on the other side of the chains with Coulterman. Here, Aldifer on the pass. Outside, it's completed, but dropped immediately. The catch was by Grady Becker, but Centralia has no timeout. They got to rush the line here. First and goal from the 5. 5 seconds left to go. This first half, the snap is to Aldifer. He's rolling out to the left side. He's got 2 down the field. Aldifer chucks it in the end zone. Over the top, does Ronimov snag it in the double team? Yes, he does, but there is a flag in front of the goalpost. Well, we will see what happens here. If it's a penalty against Centralia, they would be able to replay it. It's a legal man downfield. Onega will accept it. But since Centralia did score the touchdown, that means if Onega declines it, Centralia gets the score. So Onega will opt to accept. That'll move the Panthers back. It's a 5-yard penalty. It was fourth and goal from the 7. Now it's fourth and goal from the 12. What will Centralia do here with time expired here in this first half, up 15-0 over the Onega Buffaloes? And I'll tell you what, Onega's offense has been pretty staggered today, but you can't lie. Their defense has been full of grit and intensity. Empty backfield here for Centralia. Twins left, twins right. Tied it into the right side. Aldifer dropping back. He's quickly pressured in the backfield. Throwing over the middle. It's intercepted by Onega. Coming down the field and tackled at the 6-yard line. It's intercepted by the linebacker Keegan Vandenberg, this senior. And that'll end the first half. Onega's defense coming up with a huge interception on a goal line stop to hold the Centralia Panthers to 15 points in the first half. 15-0, the Centralia Panthers lead over Onega heading in the halftime here on the MAC Sports Radio Network. And we have a big rivalry showdown between two Twin Valley League teams, Centralia having not lost to Onega since 1998. We're back here in a couple of minutes. Here for the halftime show on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Holton Community Hospital invites you to our next Community Support Town Hall meeting at the Hoyt Community Center on Monday, September 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m. This is your chance to learn more about the HCH Community support campaign, ask questions, and share your thoughts on keeping quality healthcare close to home. For more information, visit HoltonHospital.com or call us at 785-364-9660. Together, we can keep healthcare strong in Jackson County. Holton Community Hospital. Personalized care. Hometown heart.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, here on Kansaland Radio on 92.1 KMZA. Our game of the week, it's the Centralia Panthers on the road taking on the Onega Buffaloes. Both teams 1-1, losing their week 2 game, looking for a bounce back here in week number 3. Centralia leads 15-0 heading into the first half last season in the regular season. They led 28-0 going into the half. This Onega team greatly improved from a year ago, both on offense and defensive side of things. Last year, by the way, Onega had 24 points per game. The year before that, they had 18 points per game. So looking at this Onega team, they have improved every single season. And looking back to last year against Centralia, they only put up 6 points in that first contest. It was a 42-6 loss, but then you jump ahead to that playoff game, it's 44-20. Centralia is still coming up on top. Now, Centralia, they're still in the control here. Their offense, yes, they've met a couple of walls here, especially in that second quarter, but at the end of the day here, it has been all Centralia, 15-0, but Onega, their defense, well, they are showing up. Let's get a quick recap here for at first half. Again, the Onega Buffaloes, they start off with the ball in 2 plays. They fumbled it at about the 48-yard line. The Centralia Panthers, they took over at their own 48, went down and scored a 15-yard scamper from Quentin Aldifer. Onega Buffaloes would get the ball back on their own 31-yard line. Ryder Colterman would throw an interception at the 50-yard line for Dagan Ronnebaum's first interception for Centralia. It would set up Centralia at the 50, and they would score a touchdown in 2 minutes and 34 seconds to end that first quarter. 15-0 is a 26-yard touchdown pass from Quentin Aldifer to Landon Beck. That second quarter was quiet for both teams. Onega, they had 2 interceptions in the second quarter along with a punt. Onega, they were set up in great field position on the Centralia 25-yard line after a bad snap from the center, which, by the way, only happened because the original punt was called back because of a false start, which, again, made the difference of 75 yards, because originally Onega was going to be on their own 1-yard line, and then it became in the Centralia 25. Well, again, Onega, Ryder Colson, he threw an interception. It set Centralia right back up with 1:59 left to go in the first half, in which Centralia would go all the way down the field, make it 3rd and goal, would then be brought to 4th and goal from the 7, complete a touchdown pass, but have an illegal man downfield, get called back once more, 4th and goal from the 12, and then an interception to end the first half from the Onega Buffaloes, number 63, Keegan Vandenberg. So defensively, Onega looking great here in this first half, but their offense has to take advantage of the opportunities they've been given on the field. They have started 3 times at their own 30 or better, and including a 25-yard start on the Centralia 25. So here going in the second half, Centralia looking to get a little better here on the offensive side of things, continuing that defensive work. Again, the halftime show is provided by the Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We're going to take a quick step aside. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. We'll have scoring updates around the area as well as stats from the first half. Again, you're tuned in to 92.1 KMZ, the Centralia Panthers at halftime, leading 15-0.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team, protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Again, this is the Halftime Show provided by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that. Online at highlandcc.edu. We also have our scoring updates here by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. When times update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Again, we're at the halftime right now. Play resuming here in about 6 minutes and 42 seconds until we get to the second half. Centralia up 15-0 over the Onega Buffaloes. All right, let's jump to a couple of scores from around the area right now at halftime. The Sabetha Blue Jays are over the Hiawatha Redhawks 12-0. At half, Silver Lake Eagles are currently up over Perry LeCompton, the cause 16-6. Holton is over Royal Valley 30-0 with 4 minutes left to go there in the second quarter. The Jackson Heights Cobras are dominating the Horton Chargers 35-0 at the end of the first quarter. ACCHS and Valley Falls are tied at zero apiece at the end of the first quarter. With 10 minutes left to go in the second quarter, Nemaha Central up 14-6 over the Rossville Bulldogs. Again, lots of great games in the area right now going on. Also, end of the first quarter, St. Mary's and Jeff West. Well, St. Mary's is only up by 2. Not too many times you see 2-0 exiting a first quarter. So, again, those are your aerial scoring updates provided by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When times update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So I mentioned that we're going to talk some stats here, and stats we will talk, but it's mostly one-sided stats, I should say. Leading right now the score sheet, or the stat sheet, I should say, is Quentin Aldifer. He's got 15 carries so far for 121 yards, including a rushing touchdown. He's off a 15-yard scamper. He's also 4-for-5 on the completion, including a two-point conversion completion. He's got 52 yards passing for a touchdown and just one interception. That interception throw to Keegan Vandenberg on the last play of the first half. Looking at the Centralia offense as an entirety, they have 200 yards rushing total, 52 yards passing total, and a total of 552 yards of offense. But now shifting that direction, looking at the Onega Buffaloes, 22 yards rushing, 7 yards passing, a total of 29 yards on offense for Onega compared to 252 yards for Centralia. I mean, you're talking about a difference of over 220 yards, and it's only 15-0 Centralia with the lead. I mean, this is a game, when you look at the stat sheet, that feels like Centralia should be on the runaway pony. But right now, Onega's defense is making the difference for them. I mean, you look at that second quarter, Centralia scored 0 points. They scored 15 points in the first quarter, back-to-back touchdowns. But since then, a punt and an interception. To set that punt up, though, Luke Pale came through for a 10-yard sack, and then a tackle for loss came through also for Onega. And both of those plays set Centralia up on the Onega 31 all the way back to the 50. a punt would occur, which would nail Onega down on their own 1 yard line, but there was a false start on the offense. And then the next punt attempt, well, it went all the way back to Centralia's 25. So right now, this is a game where Onega currently in the back seat, but their defense is trying to get into the front seat. They're trying to steer this game right now, but the offense has to make the move. They have to be able to find some ignition here. They have to find some fire underneath the wheels and get themselves turning, because that Onega offense has one fumble and two interceptions so far for three turnovers. They came into the day with four turnovers. They have three turnovers in the first half. So some big keys leading into the second half. It's going to be securing the ball for Onega, using and abusing that good starting field position and getting down the field. Continue that balanced offense. There's nothing wrong with what Onega is doing right now. It's not the offensive play calling. It's the ball security. Ryder Coltsman already has two interceptions and a fumble. It's coming down to the reading the defense. And Trellis is doing a great job with their secondary right now. Dagan Ronnebaum already has two interceptions for Centralia in this game, as he is just lurking in the secondary. He's out of sight, out of mind, until all of a sudden he's there, he's appeared, and now he's taking the ball away from your offense. So big thing in the second half going forward for Onega is ball security, putting together good, solid drives. They've converted third downs. They've converted some fourth downs. They've converted when they've needed to, but it's the ball security, securing that ball and keeping it in the chest and not losing possession of it. But the Centralia Panthers, trying to refine those roots of that first quarter. They were working really well at the end of that second quarter before that interception. Centralia not showing a lot of discipline here from that first half. They were penalized over six times, three false starts, two holdings, a blindside block, and that's just a couple of them that just I'm rattling through. Again, Centralia trying to play some cleaner football in this second half to make that difference, to make that stat sheet of over more than 230 yards than the opponent start showing out on the field on the scoreboard. But for Onega, they can start getting back in this game. They just have to secure the ball. We're going to step aside here for a quick 2 minutes. We'll be back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, Centralia 15, Onega 0.
Tristan Collins loves the detailed preparation of Holt House Auto House.
It was great. I kind of gave him a call, asked a couple questions, and made a trip down there, had it all ready and cleaned up, gave me a full history on it, and everything went really smooth. I would absolutely recommend them. Kind of got in and out, gave me all the information, and they have followed up since then to make sure everything's all right. Definitely recommend them.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department, as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're going to take you up here to the second half. Crittenden Prophet, Troy Prophet, Kirk Kilman back in the studio, all here with you tonight on 92.1 KMZA, our MSU Sports Game of the Week here on KMZA. It is 15-0 right now. The Centralia Panthers have the lead over the Onega Buffaloes. Again, that was a terrific first half, back and forth for both of those teams. The Centralia Panthers, they scored two touchdowns in the first quarter. Both teams were held to zip, narrow, and scratch in the second quarter. Onega, they had a total of three turnovers in that first half, a fumble, two interceptions. Centralia Panthers, a punt and interception. Again, don't count Onega out of this game. I know, again, when you look at the stat sheet, Centralia has 252 yards of offense and Centralia only has 29. But there are glimpses and there is hope. There are twinkles and there are stars there in that offense for Onega. They just have to execute. It only comes down to execution. I know execution, it's just one word, but it's a pretty difficult word to really accomplish. But again, Onega, if they settle down, find ball security, this is a chance to end a 22-game losing streak since 1988. One that would be very emotional to this entire Onega side here today. But Centralia head coach Roger Holthaus, it's pretty simple what he's telling his team. Hey, guys, we need to be more disciplined in the second half. We need to be more together. We need to get our block straight. We need to just work better here as a team. Again, there was over six penalties that first half against Centralia. Three false starts, two holdings, a blindside block, and that's just a couple of them. Again, Centralia trying to find some discipline in this second half. Onega trying to find some ball security. We'll see how the adjustments work here. We now enter the second half, 92.1 KMZA. And, well, if you were to ask a certain Onega fan, what are the chances here in the second half? I'm sure he'd be pretty confident. His name is Ty. He said hi to me before this game. He said he likes the chances of Onega here today. So shout out to you, Ty. And here, the Onega Buffaloes, a chance to maybe make a comeback here in this second half. It is 15-0 as we start here this third quarter. Onega Buffaloes kicking right to left here of your dial, west to east. Here, kicking off, Graham Volberg for the Onega Buffaloes again. Centralia won the toss, much to defer getting the ball at half, so they will start here on their fifth possession of the game. It's Beckman here on the reception on the kickoff. He's going to turn it to about the 35, up to the 40, and trample to the 39. It's tackled by Volberg. Solid starting field position here for the Centralia Panthers. Here at their own 39-yard line. Just a yard shy of the 40, first down and 10, 11:50 left to go here in this third quarter. 15-0, the Centralia Panthers lead over the Onega Buffaloes. Centralia Panthers were 1 of 3 in the first half on third downs and 1 of 2 on fourth downs. Here, I'll defer. First play of the game going to him, the second half to him, and he is already early for a first down for the Centralia Panthers. Past the 50, already here into Onega territory. It's a 15-yard carry. Now at the 48-yard line in Onega territory. Only one play into this drive. Mentioned that Aldefer has over 170 yards of offense already in this game. 50 yards passing, 120 yards on the ground. Two scores, a 15-yard scamper, and a 26-yard passing touchdown. His only turnover of the game coming at the expired time in the first half, where he threw an interception to Keegan Vandenberg. First and 10 from the Onega 48, 11:15 left to go in this third quarter. It's the single wing offense for Centralia. Showing some pressure here is Onega. Ronnebaum breaks through, leaps over a defender, and is corralled down at the 44-yard line. Xavier Burgess was on the tackle, now tracking to a second down and 5 at the 5-yard carry from Dagan Ronnebaum. He is already here second in carries and second in yards rushing tonight, just swiftly behind Aldefer as well. Also on the season, Ronnebaum over 90 yards rushing and over 20 carries, averaging at least 5 yards a pop. 10:35 left to go here in this third quarter. Second and 5 from the 43. On the rush here is Ronnebaum, a keeper directly up the middle. Ronnebaum's good for the first down. Wrapped up by Ryder Colterman, the safety for Onega. There's a 6-yard gain for the first down. It's now a first down and 10 from the Onega 37. 10:21 trickling away here in this third quarter. 15-0, Centralia leads on their fifth possession of the game. They started this drive on their own 39-yard line. Aldefer getting the play into his name, breaking the huddle. Still the single wing offense here for Centralia. It's 4 in the backfield, the slot back, tailback, fullback and quarterback. Here it's going to be a keeper. No, it's going to be a handoff to Ronnebaum off to the near side, and he is dragged down after a carry of four. Coming in there for the tackle was Brett Kaeberlein, swinging him out of bounds on the near boundary. Second down and six. Ball within the 35 here in Onega territory. The Friday night lights here are shining bright. It is a pitch black sky, not a star above right now. But here you got a shining star on the field in Quinton Aldifer. Second down and six. Aldifer spinning around. He's got the keeper here right up the gut, and he is tackled by a herd of buffaloes. Right in there on the tackle, Monty Meyercourt, as well as Xavier Burgess and Jesse Miller, the sophomore outside linebacker. Third down and four. A 3-yard carry for Aldifer. Aldifer getting the call from the sideline, now looking at the armband and re-bringing it to his team. Third and four from the Onega 31. 15-0, 8:45 left to go here in this third quarter. Aldifer in shotgun. It could go to anyone. Here it's to Aldifer, though. He's on the outside edge, left side, off the tackle, and he is met at the first down sticks. We'll see if it brings up a fourth down, and yes, it does. It's a fourth down and two. This is the third time Centralia has seen a fourth down tonight. They are one of two so far in this game. Onega's defense, man, they have been aggressive. And if I were Onega right now, I wouldn't be surprised if Brett Colton, the defensive coordinator, sends some pressure in a blitz right up the middle. Fourth and two. Bunched offense here for Centralia. Well, they've gotten Onega to jump off sides once today from the hard count. Right now, they're just staying fair and balanced. We'll see what happens. Fourth and two. Aldifer in shotgun, leaning front, hands on the knees, now getting the snap in the backfield. He's good for the first down, and then some. He's still on his feet. He shivers and shakes, and he's down in the end zone. Touchdown, Quinton Aldifer, off the fourth and two from the 28. It's a 28-yard touchdown rush from Quinton Aldifer. It's 21-0 now. Centralia extending their lead. And now the swinging gate for the two-point conversion. 21-0. And here they will lapse on the middle. So in your traditional extra point formation with Reineke kicking and Aldifer the holder. Here's the snap. Here's the hold. And it looks like there might have been a false start on the left side of the line. Oh, no. The point here is against the Buffaloes. That'll make it half the distance from the goal. So this might change the play call for Roger Holthaus in Centralia. Maybe switching this to a two-point try. We'll see what he does. 2:36 left to go here in this third quarter. Centralia just scored their third touchdown in the game, and I am correctamundo on that. Centralia will try the two-point conversion of 21-0, looking to make it 23-0. Whistles blow, and play set to continue here. Reineke, the fullback position. The slot back out to the right side. Is Becker here on a bomb at the running back position. He gets it handed off to him, and he is slipping in easy to the end zone. That's the two-point try is good. It is now 23-0. The Centralia Panthers lead with 7:38 left to go here in this third quarter over the Onega Buffaloes. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll turn here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
A 4 minute and 12 second drive, 61 yards down the field, capped off by a 28-yard rush on a fourth and two by Quinton Aldifer, puts the Centralia Panthers up 23-0 over the Onega Buffaloes with 7:38 left to go here in this third quarter. Onega Buffaloes getting set for their fifth possession of the game. Centralia, they started with the ball in the second half, and they ran nearly 5 minutes off the clock. Man, this Centralia team, again, they can chew clock off the board better than anyone. Kicking left to right here, your dial. Reineke going to the right side here. It's Pale on the return team for Onega. He picks it up after initially dropping it, and he spins out at the 24-yard line. Onega here starting in their, well, worst field position here on tonight. It'd have to be a 76-yard drive here to get their first touchdown of the game. Onega, they have started on their own 33, 31, 33, and the Centralia 25 in the order. They have fumbled, thrown interception, punted, and also threw another pick. Colterman has turned the ball over three times. But, again, freshman, young, but there's lots of shimmer and shine in that young freshman. I mean, you're talking about just a couple yards away from him potentially throwing two touchdown passes and an over 60-yard rushing touchdown. But, again, just a young freshman. Things will come here for this young offense for Onega. You just have to be patient with the time. Colterman under center. Three in the backfield, and it's a handoff to Josh Daniels. And Daniels goes forward for about a yard. And a big thing to talk about here is Josh Daniels has not been getting a lot of handoffs here. He just goes for a yard. It's now second down and nine. Now on the Onega 26-yard line. And Josh Daniels really hasn't had the carries that you'd expect for a guy like him, but he was injured last Friday in the second quarter after Onega started leading his guy to 8-7. So trying to probably limit his snaps here, which is really unfortunate for Onega because that probably makes a lot of a difference here in the running game. Onega, who only had 22 yards rushing in that first half. Ryder Colterman hands the ball off to Gavin Colterman, and he is met at the line of scrimmage. He's going to go forward for about a yard after falling forward. Third down and six now. Ball on the 29-yard line. 6:30 left to go in this third quarter. Centralia 23, Onega 0. Fifth possession of the game for Onega. They want to go for a 70-yard drive down the field to get their first touchdown on the board. They elected for two straight run plays that get forward for only 4 yards here. On third and six, they bring out the empty formation. Tight end to the right with a twins right. Single out to the left side. Right end overall to his right side. He's got pressure in his face. He's looking down the field. Reineke is showing that pressure, and he drags him down on the back collar. We'll see if he was taken down by the jersey. Looks like they will get a legal tackle. Almost thought Reineke almost horse-collared him. Well, it's a 2-yard gain. Make it from third down and six to third down and four-ish, five-ish to go here. And if you're Onega, you almost feel like you might need to go for it. But you're in your own territory, so it makes sense to punt it here on your own 30. 6:02 left to go in the third quarter, 23-0. Centralia leads. Graham Volberg is back to kick. Here the punt. This one booted high, past the 40, it drops, and it will spiral out around the 36-yard line, 37-yard line. Centralia's offense looking to take over here for their sixth possession of the game. Again, that last drive lasted 4 minutes, 12 seconds for them. They went 61 yards down the field, their lengthiest drive for a touchdown today. And so far, on scoring possessions, Centralia alone has taken 10 minutes combined on all those scoring possessions. 3 minutes, 51 seconds on their first one, 2 minutes, 34 seconds on their second, and 4 minutes, and 12 seconds on their third. First and 10, Centralia at their own 37-yard line after the Onega punt. Second time punting for Onega. Centralia, as I mentioned, at their own 37, 6:02 left to go here. In this third quarter, 23-0, Centralia leads. Snap is to Aldifer. Aldifer up the middle. He's bouncing out to the right side, but he is quickly wrapped up and taken down after a carry of about 2 yards. Colterman on the tackle. 5:44 left to go here in this third quarter. And for Centralia, it's go time. need this ball to get back in your offense's hands. You know, Roger Holtz is a methodical thinker and a strategist. He can run that clock down better than anyone here in Northeast Kansas. Second down and 8, 5:26 left to go on the 42-yard line here in the third quarter. Oliver dropping way back, three-step drop back. He's going deep. He's got a man wide open down the field. It's Becker, and he overshoots him by a yard. Thrown all the way to about the 25-yard line, and Becker, he had a jump on the DBs. Becker had nice breakaway speed. Aldefer just couldn't lay it in. We've already seen Aldefer's arm talent earlier this game, though. He went 4-for-5 in the first half of 52 yards passing. Threw a beautiful ball on a rope for 28 yards to Landon Beck on the second touchdown. There, incompletion. Stays 8 yards from the first down. It's now a third down, 8 after the incompletion. Centralia on their own 42-yard line, 5:17 to go in the third. Twins left, Twins right. Tight end to the left side. Run a bomb in motion here. Centralia with it. Aldefer on the keeper. Out to the left side. And he's got the first down, the third and 8, and then some. Past the 50 to the 45. A carry over 10 yards for Quentin Aldefer. Aldefer well over 200 yards of total offense in this game. Centralia over 300 yards of offense in this contest. Centralia still under 50. It has been all Panthers in this matchup. Ball in the Onega 45. 4:46 left to go here in the third quarter. 23-0 Centralia leads with the possession. It's their sixth of the game. Dagan Ronnebaum checking with the line judge here on the near side hashes as he comes out spread right. Dagan Ronnebaum here running a slant route, and he catches it right in the middle of the field at the 30-yard line. And any time you see a Centralia Panther player go out of the bunch formation, you got to wonder, is this going to be a pass? And I'm going to tell you about 90% of the time it probably is going to be a pass. First down, completion of 15 yards to Dagan Ronnebaum from Quentin Aldefer. Aldefer well over now 70 yards passing on the game, over 140 yards rushing. 4 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Ball in the Onega 30. First down and 10 for Centralia as they lead 23-0. Twins to the left, wide to the right. Single back set. In shotgun is Aldefer. Aldefer gets the snap. He hands it off to Beckman. Beckman following his blocks, and he's all the way down the field. He's unleashed like a beast into the end zone. Xavier Beckman, his second rushing touchdown of the season. And the first score here for Centralia, where Quentin Aldefer isn't involved. Centralia now up 29-0 with 3:44 left to go here in this third quarter. Centralia is starting to pull away here in this second half. It's safe to say that Centralia's adjustments have really come through from the halftime. Not only they've been better disciplined here in the penalty side of things, but also here on both the offensive and defensive. Starting on this conversion attempt, it's the swinging gate. Centralia coming back together for just a standard extra point. Aldefer for the holder. Reinecke, the kicker. This one is held well, and it is right on through the wickets. Reinecke is 2-for-2 today. Man, he has looked really nice on the extra point. It is 30-0. Centralia leads with 3:44 left to go in the third quarter. We're going to step aside real quick on a break on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Looking for peace of mind about your future? Join the Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation and First Heritage Bank for a special 3-day educational series, Planning Protection and Peace of Mind. Sessions will be held Thursday in October from noon to 1:30 at the Metal Arc Extension District in Seneca, and lunch is provided. Topics include estate planning on October 2nd, securing your digital life October 9th, and Medicare Education Insights on October 16th. To RSVP, contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and First Heritage Bank, your partners in planning for tomorrow.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 3 minutes, 44 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Centralia up 30-0. Back-to-back touchdown drives for the Panthers. They just had a 63-yard touchdown drive that took 2 minutes, 16 seconds. They now go up 30-0. The 30-yard rush on the second touchdown of the season for Xavier Beckman, the young junior who's got well over 10 carries on the season, over 60 yards rushing and 2 scores. And the Centralia Panthers, they have a dangerous backfield. You could say they are almost the bomb, the Ronobomb. 3:44 left to go in the third quarter. Reineke here on the kickoff, left to right here on your dial. Reineke kicking deep here to Luke Pale. Pale snags it at the 20. He's now tiptoeing on the sideline before he is wrapped up at the 33-yard line. And that's where the Onega Buffaloes will start their seventh possession of the game. Seventh possession of the game in order here from their first to sixth possession. Fumble, interception, punt, interception, punt. Onega's offense trying to turn the page here in a positive way. This is their third time today that Onega has started on their own 33. As I mentioned, Centralia now 30-0 with 3:38 left to go here in this third quarter. Centralia, they scored 2 touchdowns in the first quarter and none in the second and 2 here in the third. Onega, they are still yet to get on the board. Ryder Coulterman, the freshman quarterback, will look to change it. The Onega team averaging 11 points per game, 22 points scored on the season. They scored 14 points in their week one win over Dauphin West, only 8 points against their 28-8 loss against Valley Heights. The snap is to Coulterman. Coulterman, here's the keeper. He busts out to the right side. He's got a wide open hole. He's got the first down and then some. He's past the 50 now, still up on his feet to the 45-40. And Coulterman, the freshman, a huge rush for over 25 yards. And Coulterman, his best play today. Again, in that first half, he had thrown 2 interceptions and fumbled once. Now got recovered by the defense, but here are the freshmen. Big adjustment, great vision with the eyes. Picks up a first down and 10 now. Onega on their biggest play, which matches their entire yardage total of the first half. Up one play, Ryder Coulterman, 30 yards down the field. Coulterman now here in the pitch option. He pitches it out to Daniels. I think there's a roughing call on the defense against Beckman. It looks like a necessary roughness. He laid a hit down on Coulterman after he pitched the ball out. Daniels is tackled 2 yards behind the sticks, but there are 2 penalty flags. They might just offset here. So there is a hold called against the offense. And I believe they're actually going to pick up one of the flags. There was 2 flags on the play. They called holding against Onega. So both flags were against Onega. Not sure what the second one was, but regardless, the holding call is the one that gets accepted. 3:21 left to go here in this third quarter. 30-0 Centralia leads. Onega now backed up 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And again, that hold happened 4 yards in the backfield. So, well, it's a 14-yard loss. It's 1st and 24. Onega now at their own 43 after that big 30-yard carry from Gavin Coulterman. Coulterman, snap to him right up the middle. Here, a carry for about 4 yards, getting past the 45, nearing the 50 here. Brings up still a 2nd down and mile. Grady Becker on the tackle for the Centralia Panthers. 3 minutes. Winding down here, left of the third quarter. 30-0, Centralia leads over Onega. 2nd down and 20 now. It's a 4-yard carry for Coulterman. In the huddle right now, trying to get the play. Centralia up front right now with 3 down linemen. They're off the side. Maybe getting the blitz in here. Here, it's a pitch off from the outside. It goes to Graham Bulberg. Man, he's got a big hole. He'll pick up roughly 9 yards on the carry. Bring up 3rd down and 11. Onega, a pass to 50, out to the 46. Now into Centralia territory. But it's still a long 3rd down here for the Onega Buffaloes. Onega, 0-for-1 on 3rd downs. 1-for-1 on 4th downs. 0-for-3 on 3rd downs, excuse me. 3rd down and long. 12 yards to the 1st down 6 from the Centralia 46. Onega working with it. Less than 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Centralia up 30-0. Coltman stretching left, stretching right, trips out to the left side, wide out to the right. Coltman dropping back. He is hit hard. He throws it deep to the sideline. It's incomplete. In the coverage area was Ty Winter, is intended for Luke Bale. But Coltman absolutely laid out by the blitzer from Centralia. Big quarterback hit. Coltman just had to get it out of there. It'll bring up a fourth down and 12 from the 46-yard line. 0 for 4 tonight, Onege is on third down. Well, they have converted a fourth down. That was earlier in the game on their second possession. 1:43 left to go. Clock is stopping the third. Onega down 30-0. Well, it looks like Onega will punt it here. Graham Volberg getting it. Bad snap. He's able to get it up, and it goes out of bounds here, out towards the track. We'll see where they mark it. It's a sky-high punt. It'll be marked at around the 37-yard line of Centralia. Onega punting for their third time here today. First and 10 now for Centralia. Seventh possession of the game upcoming here for the Panthers as Centralia is up 30-0 with 1:37 left to go here in this third quarter. Centralia starts from their own 32-yard line. Again, 1:37 left to go. First down and 10. Bunched offense, bunched defense on the far side of the field and left side hashes. Sear Aldifer spinning it around. He gives the handoff in the backfield to Ronabon, but Ronabon is tackled down immediately. For Onega, coming in there was Cameron Kramer, as well as Gavin Coulterman. Cameron Kramer, the sophomore, who's just got a few tackles here this season. Coulterman, he's got well over 10. Now, just a minute left of this third quarter to go. Centralia up 30-0 with the ball. Second and 12, a 2-yard loss from Ronabon. Centralia on their own 30-yard line. Snap in the backfield. It is to Aldifer. He will go right up the A gap, and he will be brought down just after a 3-yard carry, getting a yard past the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a third down and, I'm going to say a third down and 8. So it'll be a carry of 5 yards for Aldifer. 40 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Centralia needing just one more play here to get it to the fourth. Centralia up 30-0 on Onega. Taking some time here in the huddle. It is Aldifer looking down at the play band. His right arm. In shotgun is Aldifer. Twins out to the right side. It's Reineke and Ronabon to spread right side. Here, Aldifer. It's a handoff to Ronabon. And that will be a tackle for loss. That will bring up a fourth down and long as time will expire here in the third. And we will head to the fourth quarter. 30-0, the Centralia Panthers lead here over the Onega Buffaloes. So again, step aside. Centralia now with a fourth down and 9 here at their own 35-yard line. Most likely going to punt here to start this fourth quarter to Onega. And Centralia leads 30-0. Step aside here for a quick break on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Eye of the Tiger, or as well I should say, the Eye of the Panther. It's a different cat who's been dominating here today. Centralia Panthers up 30-0 here as we enter the fourth quarter against the Onega Buffaloes. Centralia with the ball here, second down and nine at their own 32-yard line. They will most likely have to punt here. Punting today has been Ty Winter for the... Well, actually, they're going to switch out of punt formation here. Aldifer on a deep pass, and that one is intended for the middle of the field. Closest receiver was Becker. Originally was punt formation. I took my eyes away for just a second, and Centralia switched it, and they turn over here deep into their own territory. So turnover on downs here for Centralia. It's their second time they've not converted a fourth down. Well, this is the second time Onega has had it deep inside of Centralia territory. They have it at the Centralia 30-yard line with 11:54 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Can the Onega Buffaloes, on their seventh possession, crack the egg and get themselves on the board here, down 30-0. Three in the backfield here. And Coulterman, well, he fumbles the ball in the handoff, and after just one play, it looks like Centralia will get the ball right back, and they will. Just one play into the eighth game, their eighth possession, Onega, they fumble it, and Centralia retakes right back over. Well, for Centralia, they've made a lot of mistakes today here. Interception, the punt that went wrong is a bad snap that set Onega up on the Centralia 25 here, the turnover on downs, but every time, they have not paid for it. Well, now Centralia takes back over on their own 38-yard line here. It's Ronnebaum with it, first and 10. Now a second down and two after the 8-yard carry. Ryder Coltman was on the tackle. Ryder Coltman has now lost two fumbles and thrown two interceptions here in this game for Onega. Again, it's important to mention, he is a freshman. He is young. He will take the bumps and bruises in year one, but he has had lots of flashes here in this game. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him being in conversations as a first-team all-league quarterback here in this Twin Valley League in the future, or potentially even maybe at the state level. We'll see here. But again, you got to take those bumps and bruises here early on. Snap in the backfield to Aldifer. Here's a handoff to Ronnebaum, and Ronnebaum, he has the first down and more. Close to the 50. Closing in at the 49-yard line, Centralia here first and 10. 10:58 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Centralia up 30-0. And this is the eighth possession of the game for Centralia. Centralia, well, they do two things. They run the ball and they chew the clock. That is always their keys before every game. And if they can successfully do those two things, they will win the football game. Here, they are on the winning side. First and 10 from the 49, Centralia in their own territory, trying to get past. Here they break the 50 with Aldifer on a keeper to the right side, past the right tackle, and it's a 6-yard carry, second down and four. 10:21 on the clock. Again, we'll have stats here in the post game. Be sure to tune in for our post game after this. Post game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BOutdoors.com. We'll also award our player of the game, the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit BankWithFarmers.com. Second down and four from the Onega 45. Centralia with the ball. Snap to Reinecke, and Reinecke with the keeper. He'll go forward for about 3 yards here. Keep it short of the first down marker. Third down and one now. Here on the now 43-yard line in Onega territory, third down and one, 9:32 left to go. Centralia up on Onega, 30-0. We are in the fourth and final quarter. Substitution here on the Onega side. Taking out Riston Van Dong and in substitution, Callan Caberline. On the defensive line, third down and one, showing pressure up the middle and a flag. And that will be pointed towards the direction of Onega. That is the second time the hard count has gotten Onega offside. And we've seen Centralia do that. When they get in short field positions and in short yard situations, Roger Holthaus, you know, he could do the simple thing, that snap the ball, give it to the fullback, get the first down. But instead, playing some mind games. Let's see if we can get a freebie. Let's see if we can get a donation for the first down. It's the second time it's been given. First and 10 now on the Onega 38. 8:56 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Bunch set. Single wing offense for Centralia. First and 10 here. Trying to run that clock out. Spinner back. All defer on the keeper. Busting out through the A gap. Left side. Down the 10. The 5. The end zone. Touchdown. Quentin Aldefer on his longest rush of the season for 38 yards. Coming into tonight, his longest run was for 33. Quentin Aldefer scoring his third rushing touchdown tonight and his longest run of the season. Aldefer has been unstoppable. Over 230 yards of offense easily for the junior. Wouldn't be surprised if you see him get an All-State mention. In fact, you'd probably want to bet on it. Polymarket probably has that open if anyone's interested. Here, Reineke on the extra point, and is right on through for the Centralia Panthers. It is now 37-0, here over the Onega Buffalo Centralia leads with 8:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Stepping aside here on the OSU Sports Radio Network, Centralia leads 37-0 here with 8:38 left to go in the fourth.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank & Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank & Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
The clock down 37-0, and Centralia, man, they, after getting the ball to him after the fumble with 11:48 left on the clock in the fourth, they took 4 minutes and 10 seconds off the board. Centralia, a great running team and a team that can chew the clock off just as well. 8:32 left to go. Let's see what Centralia can dial up here on a long drive. Well, here they're not in single wing. It's a trips right, single out to the left side. Onega here with the offense. Gavin Coulterman, Ryder Coulterman up the gut. And a carry for about 2 yards, bringing up second down and 8. Ball now on the 24-yard line here in Onega territory. Brady Becker with the tackle for the Centralia Panthers. Becker here this season, over 9 tackles and over 7 solo. 8 minutes left to go here in this fourth quarter. It's Onega Buffaloes with the ball down 37-0. Trying to get their first score of the game. Coulterman under center in pistol formation. 2 back set in the eye. And here it will be a keeper from Coulterman, and he is brought down back behind the original line of scrimmage. It's a loss of 2 yards. It'll bring up now a 3rd down and 9. They're going to say just a loss of 1. The tackle was made by Aiden Talley, the senior returner here for this Centralia team. He had over 25 tackles last season. He's got well over 7 tackles this season early on already. Centralia team that is not top 5 ranked in the state of Kansas. They were top 4 ranked last week. They got dropped again with a couple of other teams winning last week. Centralia losing to the number 17 in Class 2 out of Missouri, a school that would be comparable to a 4A in Kansas. So Centralia again searching for tough, stark competition early on this season. Here, bad snap, the ball all the way to the 5-yard line, and can Onega recover it? It's a third down and 9. It'll bring up a fourth down and a mile all the way towards nearing the 5-yard line. Onega, luckily enough, to get the recovery. Ball now on their own 8-yard line. Onega with the possession. Again, fourth down and a mile. Onega will have to punt on their 8th possession of the game here from within their own 10. Graham Volberg back to punt. Aldifer back to return here. Well, Aldifer might have a chance. No, the ball will skip short in front of him. Centralia will take over at the Onega 41-yard line with 6 minutes and 1 second left to go here in this fourth quarter. That is Onega's third time punting the second half. They only punted one time in the first. Onega, after 8 possessions, a fumble, interception, punt, punt, fumble, punt. Still looking to get on the board. Centralia looking to close the shutout. Centralia won last season 42-6. And the Centralia team leading the all-time series 29-12 over Onega. Chance to make it 30-12. And here in the backfield, it's Beckman. Beckman here bouncing out right side. He's got one rushing touchdown today. Can he get another? He's still up on his feet before he is trampled down within the 15 of the Onega Buffaloes territory. Clock is rolling. Bird is on the tackle. Looks like Centralia might have taken out their star player in Aldifer, as in the backfield in the replacement is Bronx Talley. So you got Bronx Talley, Xavier Beckman in the backfield. Again, that is the end of the night here for Aldifer. Man, he has played a terrific night. Looks to be so. So it's for the most part still the varsity team out there for Centralia. You got Grady Becker in the backfield, Beckman, Heller, but they're going to replace Aldifer and keep him safe. We're going to step aside here for a quick 30 seconds, a quick timeout here on the field. Onega trailing 37-0. Centralia first and 10 on the Onega 15, but 5:18 left to go in the fourth.
Grab your gear, don't wait too late. October 17th, the date. Milwaukee Tools, the deal is prime. Stahlbaumer Lumber, it's savings time. Power strong, price is right. Milwaukee savings shine so bright at Stahlbaumer Lumber. Hear us say, October 17th, it's your day. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
9th possession of the game here for Centralia. They're on the Onega 15-yard line. First down and 10. 5:18 left to go here of this contest. Centralia leads 37-0 over the Onega Buffaloes. The Centralia Panthers they have been all spark tonight. Here, coming out on the field again, Aldifer, as his night has concluded. Or Centralia trying to keep him safe and healthy. Here they put in Bronx Talley in the spinner back, single wing offense. He takes this one right up the gut for a big carry of 10 yards. That will not only move the sticks, but it will completely remove them. Make it now a first down and goal from within the 5, the Onega 5, for Centralia. Trying to put up over 40 points here in this game against Onega. It was a 42-6 victory last season in the regular season over the Buffaloes. Here a chance to do the same. Here it's a snap that goes right up the gut, and the arms will raise. It's a touchdown for the Centralia Panthers. It was Isaac Reinecke on the touchdown rush. That is his first touchdown here of this game and here on the season as well. Reinecke over 10 carries on the season, over 40 yards rushing, but finally he gets his first rushing score. And thinking about Reinicke, well, today he is also 3 for 3 on the extra point attempt. See if he can go 4 for 4, and here he goes. He has been nothing but a straight-through kicker there through the wicket. 44-0 with 4:44 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Man, that's a lot of fours right there. Well, let's see if Onega in this fourth quarter can get their first touchdown this next possession. We're going to take a quick timeout here on KMZA. Step aside here for a break. 4:44 left to go in this fourth quarter. 44-0, Central leads of Onega.
Pines of Holton. This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, can you tell me what the Pines of Holton can offer my relative?
We provide anything from assisted living to end-of-life care. We do around-the-clock care. Our facility is staffed 24 hours a day. We provide a hospital bed with all the bedding, incontinence products, medication administration, bathing, 3 meals a day, and any snacks that are needed.
What do I need to do next?
You should definitely set up a time to come to our facility and meet our staff and see what our facility is like. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into our 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week, where the Centralia Panthers are dominating the Onega Buffaloes. A score of 44-0, a game that last season ended 42-6. But right now, the Onega Buffaloes, they have been held out. I should mention, last season was 28-0 at halftime. Well, this year was only 15-0 at halftime. But Centralia, they have unleashed in the second half. They have not made any of the mistakes they made in the first. Well, Onega still hasn't found their cleanup yet. And a big hit on the special teams. Luke Pale gets brought down a little bit past the 20-yard line. And Onega Buffalo is here to start their ninth possession of the game. In the second half, they have punted 3 times, and they have fumbled once. Here, first down and 10 for the Onega Buffaloes with 4:38 left to go here in this game. Onega here on their own 24. 4:38 left to go in this game. 44-0, Centralia leads. Onega just trying to get their first touchdown score of the game. And, man, they have been close. They have had multiple drives where they have started deep into Centralia territory, but they have just given the ball right back up. Here's a handoff. Josh Daniels, he's cutting out to the right side. And, man, it feels like he was just a broken tackle away from getting the first touchdown of the game up here for Onega. Ty Winter on the tackle by Centralia. The carry was for 5 yards from Josh Daniels, and again, I'll go back to this. I think Daniels being hurt last Friday plays into the effect of this game here for Onega, just not being able to have one of their reliable ball carriers get consistent reps here in this game to get him going and moving. It's been all really tasked to the freshman. Unfortunately, Ryder Colterman, he's had 4 turnovers today, but they'll look to clean that up for the remainder here of the season. Colterman, he has brought down behind the line of scrimmage. It's a pack of Panthers that come on through to put Onega here closer behind the sticks. Third down and 7 now. Ball now on the Onega 25-yard line. Clock is winding down. 3:34 left to go. Centralia 44, Onega 0. Real quick, taking a look at a couple of our area scores from around the area. End of the third quarter, Nemaha Central 42, Rossville 21, Jackson Heights 54, Horton 0, Holton Wildcats over Royal Valley 37-0 at the end of the third quarter. And a lot of great games going on here in the area. A lot of shutouts and blowouts. Here, near side pass, Graham Volberg with the completion. And that'll be a first down for the Onega Buffaloes. Great pass on the run by Ryder Colterman. Brought down at the 40-yard line. Onega moves the ball forward here. And they're on their own 40-yard with 2:57 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Still trailing 44-0. They just want to get that first touchdown in the game. It's pretty much secured here. Centralia moving to 2-1 on the season. 2-0 in league play. Onega dropping to 1-2 overall and 1-2 in the league. But Centralia, Onega still looking for a touchdown positive before ending this game. Here it's the strong eye formation. Gavin Colterman on the carry. He'll rush for about 2 yards here. It'll bring up a second down. It'll actually fall forward for a couple more yards. Pretty generous spot. A rush of 5 yards. Second down and five. 2:16 left to go after this contest. And actually, I kind of got to wonder, you know, the NFL, they have the 2-minute warning. College, they just introduced last season the 2-minute timeout. A lot of times these things kind of get introduced at the college level. You might see them eventually get down to the high school level. You got to wonder, eventually at some point, you might see a 2-minute something here for high schoolers. It'd be interesting. Here, second down and five, a handoff that goes for a first down for the Onega Buffaloes. It's Josh Daniels on the 7-yard carry. And the clock is stopped at 1:44. Clock now rolling after the ball is spotted. And, well, Onega rolling the clock out, not wanting to let the Centralia Panthers get one more touch onto it. I know you can't get a victory here for your Onega, but you would like a moral victory just to take one score here against this starting defense against Centralia. Well, a couple of different guys in there at least. Ryder Coulterman here, he's going to go on a scamper for 2 yards. Brings up a second down and eight after the 2-yard carry for Ryder Coulterman. On the tackle was Kelton Heaney Hockey, the sophomore. I was actually looking forward to calling that name here today. Doesn't sound the way it's spelled, I promise you folks at home, but I was really looking forward to saying it. And there I go. Heaney Hockey. What an awesome name there. Coming in on the tackle. Timeout taken by Onega. 1:03 left to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll just keep things here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, this is our 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. We've been off so far this year. Our first week, it was taken up by a Kansas City and Eagles game. And then we had a K-State against Arizona State last Friday. Well, now we are back, and we are rolling with high school action. And tell you what, the excitement continues week to week. We had a lot of great games here today across our MSU Sports Network. Again, we had Centralia at Onega here on KMZA, Hiawatha at Sabetha on the Hiawatha and Sabetha channel, Royal Valley at Holton on 103.9 KMZA and the Holton channel, Perry LeConte at Silver Lake, our new Silver Lake channel, by the way, Horton at Jackson Heights on the Cobra channel, and Valley Falls at ACCHS, CARE 93.7. Be sure also to tune in to the Friday Scoreboard Show right after our contest concludes. You can listen, I suppose, to Jake and Boz ramble back and forth. And, well, Boz will talk about his Jayhawks, and, well, Jake will talk about the Wildcats. 2nd and 8. I'm with you, Boz, don't worry. 1:03 left to go here this fourth quarter. Onega here trailing 44-0. They have the possession on the Centralia 45-yard line. As I mentioned, looking for that moral victory of just one touchdown here to break that egg, crack that egg, you're off the board. Colt's been rolling out left side. He's going to pass deep down the field. He's got an open target. It's caught! Going towards the end zone, up on his feet. Touchdown, Onega! Right after the timeout, Cameron Kramer getting his first reception of the season. And it's a big one. It's 45 yards. And Ryder Coulterman nearly doubling his passing yards on the season off just one play. Rolled out to the left side, snapped it, and I'm telling you, that's the kind of shine and shimmer you see here on this freshman. He's had multiple times a day where he's almost had that connection. He has just underthrew it or overthrew it. And there he goes, snapping it right to him. Ryder Coulterman, here now. 2 passing touchdowns on the season for him. Here's the 2-point conversion. Coulterman rolling out to the right side. Ball held high. He's going to try to take it himself, and he does. And the freshman showing some work with his arm and his legs in the final moments here of this game. 44-8 now. Centralia leads over Onega with 5:44 left to go in the fourth quarter. Onega finally cracking the egg off the board with a long 45-yard pass from Ryder Coulterman. Step aside for a quick minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
My man, excuse me, it is just a minute left here in this game. Drive start with 4 minutes 38 seconds left for Onega. They managed to go down and score their first touchdown of the game. They only trail against Centralia 44-8 here, with just a minute left to go again. Centralia taking this victory, but in the end, the Onega Buffaloes getting themselves up on the board. And actually, this final is similar to last year, where Onega in the regular season took a 36-point loss. Here it's similar. Last year's score was 42-6. This year is 44-8. 54 seconds left to go here. Again, we'll be wrapping up this year with our post-game show quickly. 44-8. Centralia just looking to run the clock out here. They got this kickoff here on their own 47-yard line. And, well, Onega, they're going to take a timeout real quick. Well, they're going to take a timeout with 54 seconds left to go, possibly an alignment issue. But as I mentioned here, Centralia, this is their 10th possession of the game, most likely here to run the clock out. Centralia, they have scored a total of 6 touchdowns on this game. Quinton Aldefer, he was taken out with about 6 minutes left of this game here for Centralia. He finished the night with well over 200 offensive yards. 3 rushing scores, as well as a passing touchdown. Again, in our post game, we'll have stats on both teams, players, and everything. Shout out to my dad, Troy Prophet, joining with me this season as my statistician, Kirk Kilman. Well, he does the work from back in studio. And here it's victory formation, the formation you love to see your team in. They actually bring Quinton Aldefer back out on the field, but, well, if anything, that actually loses him yards as he has to take that kneel down. But 38 seconds left. They'll take one more kneel, and this contest will end 44-8. Centralia will improve to 2-1 on the season, 2-0 in the league. Onega will drop to 1-2 on the year, and 1-2 in the league. Upcoming here, Centralia on their schedule. They have Donovan West next week on the road. Then they'll stay on the road and take on Mar Hill Mount Academy. They'll get their first home game October 10th against Horton. Onega Buffaloes will now go on the road against Valley Falls and get their next home game back here for homecoming night against Jefferson County North, October the 3rd. So your final score concludes here, 44-8. The Centralia Panthers dominate the Onega Buffaloes here on the road and now improve it to a 23-game winning streak. The Onega Buffaloes have not won a game against Centralia since 1998. We're going to take a step aside real quick. We'll be back here with our post-game recap and our player of the game, along with stats, scoring updates, and more here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
When you work with diesel-powered vehicles, you work hard. You need a diesel that works just as hard as you do, like Cenex Premium Diesel. With a more complete additive package for a more complete burn, you might say it's the smartest way to fill. In other words, Cenex Premium Diesel works hard and smart at the same time. Now, typical number 2 diesel, on the other hand, let's just say it tries hard. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
From Ag Partners Co-op,
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, we've been taking the dents out of accidents
since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here, 92.1 KMZ. It's our game of the week. Centralia Panthers on the road taking on the Onega Buffaloes. Our final conclusion here, the Onega Buffaloes fall to a final tally of 44-8. Back-to-back years in the regular season where the Onega Buffaloes lose by 36 points. Centralia won last year by a score of 42-6. Again, this is our post-game show. Be out, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online, outbeoutdoors.com. Yeah, again, a quick recap here. Going through this game, the first quarter ended 15-0. The first half ended 15-0. In the third quarter, Centralia popped up with 15 points. Centralia would add 14 points in the fourth quarter. Onega, they would get their first and lone score of the game off their ninth drive, off a 45-yard touchdown pass from Ryder Coulterman all the way to the first reception this season from Cameron Kramer to end the score 44-8. Again, Centralia, great first quarter there for Monega. They started off with the ball in two plays. They fumbled the Centralia. Centralia started on their own 48, went down the field and scored. They scored those back-to-back drives. Quentin Aldifer, both of them. He had a rushing touchdown for 15 yards out. He also had a passing touchdown for 26 yards to Landon Beck. And again, that first half, it remained stagnant after that scoring in that first quarter. Again, that touchdown that ended the first quarter for Centralia to make it 15-0. Onega would then go on in that first half to have two interceptions and a fumble and would punt once on four total possessions. They also went one for two on fourth down. So again, Onega, ball securing that first half, it really hurt him. For Centralia, it was disciplinary issues. They had two holdings and three false starts and a blindside block in that first half. But Centralia, they cleaned it up in the second half. They were able to come back. Also, real quick note, Centralia, they had a chance to jump up by three scores at the end of the first half. But Onega had a pick in the end zone to refute that last second touchdown. Going into the second half against Centralia Panthers, they scored two scores in the third quarter. Again, puts an Aldifer right off of his back, a 28-yard rushing touchdown to get it going for the Centralia Panthers. Again, they just went on to dominate this matchup 44-8. When you look at both these teams, both of them played with a lot of grit, a lot of heart. Onega's defense really gave it all out on the field, and it really comes down to the mistakes made by the offense. Four turnovers, two interceptions, two fumbles, as well as a turnover on downs. But I'll tell you what, this is Onega team that can definitely get better over time with that freshman quarterback and Ryder Coulterman. He showed a lot of promise, especially with that deep ball connection. All right, real quick, we're going to step aside one more time here. We'll be right back for our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmer State Bank here on KMZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Join Foster Ford in Holton to fill a truck and help impact lives. September 15th through 25th, Foster Ford is filling a bed of a Ford Ranger pickup with non-perishable food donations. On September 25th, all the non-perishable food items will be weighed and Foster Ford will match those total pounds donated, giving all items to JCMA New Hope Center Food Pantry in Holton. Drop off your items in the Ranger at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton. And help support our community.
Are you looking for a fun and healthy way to spend your morning? Join us on Saturday, October 4th from 8 to 11 a.m. for our community health fair and baby shower at Onega Community Hospital. It's free to attend with low-cost lab screenings for just $35 and add a PSA test for just $20 extra. Vitamin D also for $20. Expecting a baby? Enjoy giveaways, games, and great info just for you. Let's celebrate wellness, families, and new beginnings together. Brought to you by Community Healthcare System. Caring for every stage of life.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Our final segment here on our post-game show is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Again, this we just finished our game, the 92.1 Game of the Week. The Centralia Panthers dominating the Onega Buffaloes by a final score of 44-8. Again, some final tallies from that game, stat-wise. The Centralia Panthers finished with 201 yards rushing as well as 468 total yards of offense. Again, just a really great day all around for this Centralia team, dominating the gridiron here today. But real quick, to give our player of the game again, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, it goes to no one other than Quinton Aldifer, coming in here today and having an absolutely blast of a game. He carried the ball 24 times, 224 total yards, 3 touchdowns. He threw 5 of 8 with 77 yards passing, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. That interception coming at the very end of the first half. In comparison to the Onega quarterback, again the freshman, Ryder Coulterman, he finished 4 for 8 with 67 yards passing and a touchdown and 2 interceptions. He also carried the ball 14 times, 25 yards rushing. Again, he'd have a lot more, but he lost a lot when scrambling backwards. He also had 2 fumbles, which both resulted in turnovers. There's a big future for that freshman, Ryder Coulterman, for Onega. They got to keep working the team around him and trusting the process. Have all security, and they will be a well team here set for the future. But Centralia now improving on the season. 2-1 overall, 2-0 in the league. Centralia Panthers now will head on the road once more. They'll take on the Northwest Mustangs in their first home game, October 10th versus Horton. And here for the Onega Buffaloes, they drop to, again here, 1-2 overall, 1-2 in the league. They finish up TVO play. They will now hop and skip over the district play. They go on the road to Valley Falls, and they come back for homecoming on October 3rd against Jefferson County North. So again, Quinton Aldifer winning our player of the game, 224 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, 77 yards passing, and a passing touchdown. Centralia Panthers winning 44-8 over the Onega Buffaloes. And that is here, your first high school game broadcasted on 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. Thank you all for tuning in from Crittenden, from Troy, and from Kirk Kilman. Thank you for listening to MSC Sports.